Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Wildfires raging across the Colorado-Utah border are prompting evacuations, and they turn deadly with three firefighters killed, two others injured. The blistering heat that's been baking the Southwest is on the move, taking hold of the eastern part of the country later this week.
Temperatures rising ahead of the July 4th holiday will feel hotter because of the high humidity with it. So says the National Weather Service. Officials also say several days of high temperatures will settle in across the lower Great Lakes and the Mid-Atlantic. In addition, high temps will
Kentucky and Tennessee have seen deadly flooding with more rain falling. The death toll from the twin earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to more than 1,400. Search and recovery crews continue their work. The BBC's Will Grant is there.
There are so many thousands of families in Catia La Mar now homeless that they've set up a temporary camp in the local baseball stadium. The only thing to protect them from the elements are donated nylon tents or makeshift shelters they've put together with blankets and sheets. The youngest resident of this tent city is Aiden, a one-month-old baby. The size of the rebuilding Catia La Mar is so vast that in all probability, Aiden will be a toddler before he's back living in permanent accommodation once again.
SRN News and our parent company, Salem Media, are partnering with Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor to rush emergency aid to victims of the tragedy. Listeners wanting to help can find an online banner at the top of our website, srnnews.com. Following the latest exchange of fire between the U.S. and Iran, reports that talks between the two sides may resume as early as tomorrow. On Wall Street, Dow futures 202 points higher. This is SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big wreck overnight on 95 northbound in Cecil County at the 100-mile marker. The report came out a couple of minutes ago. They had some lanes open. They do not. They have traffic stopped northbound at Route 272 right now. It looks like they're in the process of reopening the lanes, but there's a big backup already northbound trying to get up to the Delaware line. Again, that's the 100-mile marker on the northbound side. There's some fog in the area on the western shore, but very heavy fog on the eastern shore right now, so watch out for that. And the promised construction did happen. It's out there this morning on the outer loop, beginning at Reisterstown Road, and it blocks the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, nice and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in White Marsh and 68 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Parts of Maryland are bracing for some dangerous midweek heat. High temperatures will reach the upper 90s and lower 100s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and the high humidity will make for a heat index of 105 to 110 degrees in some areas. Overnight temps are expected to be in the upper 70s or low 80s. Temps in the Hagerstown area are expected to hit the upper 90s and low 100s before dropping to the low 90s Saturday with a chance of thunderstorms. On the eastern shore in far western Maryland, temps will be in the 80s and low 90s heading into the 4th of July weekend. And Ascension St. Agnes Hospital in Baltimore has announced a contingency plan ahead of a planned one-day nurses strike. National Nurses United has issued a notice of intent to strike from 7 a.m. on July 6 until 7 a.m. on July 7th, and St. Agnes will remain open and fully operational. Hospital officials say they've secured a complement of highly skilled credentialed replacement registered nurses through a staffing agency that specializes in work stoppage events. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 332, the pick 4, 3279. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Low testosterone doesn't just affect your libido. It can quietly drain energy, endurance, and confidence before most men realize what's happening. You start feeling it everywhere, in the gym, on the stairs, even how you move through the day. That's why Rescue created two powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality. Both available this men's health month as buy one, get two more completely free. Prime RX promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, strength, and focus, while ActiFlex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery, so movement and performance feel natural again. Go to res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG to buy one bottle of Prime RX or ActiFlex and get two more free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Move stronger, recover faster. Shop online and get your two bottles for free at res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, yesterday at Camden Yards, Luis Garcia Jr. was the Nationals guy.
Like that. Another laser. Out to right and out of here. Or did it stay in play? Second base umpire Alex Tosi said it stayed in play. That looked like it left the yard.
It is a home run.
Indeed it was. Dan Coco with the indecisive call on Nats TV. Garcia, two home runs, five driven in as Washington fought back from an early deficit. And they beat the Birds 6-4 at Camden Yards, taking the series 2-1. Orioles starter Kyle Bradish struggled with his control, walking five, including two with two outs in the third that led to three runs. Manager Albernaz pulling him after four.
Yeah, the five walks. Then it was the third inning. The 2-2-out walks were big. He didn't have command. I mean, he battled and competed, but he just didn't.
Loss leaves the Birds at 39-46 on the year. They're 11 games behind Tampa Bay in the East, just 1.5 games in front of last place Boston, who swept the Yanks last night at Fenway Park. Final round of the Travelers Championship at TPC River Highlands still has no champion.
Yes! Scheffler again walks it in. Amazing stuff by Scheffler.
With a chance of USA, USA. Scheffler's 8-foot putt for par on 18 ties Norway's Victor Hovland at 21 under. Sudden death playoff to start at 9 a.m. this morning. Coming up in 30 minutes, the knockout round begins today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, June 29, 2026, as we head into the Independence Day week to celebrate America's 250th birthday coming up this Saturday. Coming up this hour, John Bolton pleads guilty. But how much jail time does he face? Meet the new Democrat Party, and it's not a pretty picture. And here in Maryland, Chairman Joe gets heckled at the Maryland Democrat fundraiser. Kind of looked like the cast from The Walking Dead there he was, looking very old, very confused. Again, cursing. Angry Joe came back a little bit. And, of course, the guy that blames Trump for everything. But there he was, getting heckled and getting a chilly reception from Maryland Democrats because it's not Joe's party anymore. It is, again, the party of Democrats, socialists, communists, Marxists, all of the above. Maybe we should call them demunists now instead, because that's what they have morphed into. But if you listen carefully in this clip, someone starts shouting Genocide Joe about 20, 30 seconds in.
I know the story of the Democratic Party. I've seen it times of triumph and trouble. Because I've lived it, I also know the story of America, like many of you. It's a constant push and pull between peril and possibility. It's a battle that's never truly over. And well, look. I can't sugarcoat it.
This is a former Democrat president of the United States.
These dark days, let's remember.
Genocide Joe. And they're booing him, they're jeering him. And this was at a Democrat fundraiser called Fight Back and Win. And he was urging fellow Democrats to get up and fight.
The message is nice, straightforward, and simple. It's time to get up, damn it. Get up. Get up now. And continue this fight. So let's get up and fight back, God darn it.
Whoops.
House seat that was previously held by a Republican had won the last election by 19 points.
You just coughed up a lung.
That seat just happens to represent a quaint little place you all heard of. Mar-a-Lago. I love you. Thank you.
What? Off stage, looking very confused. Finally, they point him to the back of the stage where he can gracefully, or not so gracefully, exit. But I think immediately they placed him in an iron lung and then returned him to somewhere in Delaware at an undisclosed location. Boy, oh boy, if that's your best fundraiser, I'm sure they did well because they're now the party of oligarchs, too. George Soros giving $103 million to the Democrat Party. But they're against oligarchs, remember? All right, get your thoughts on Chairman Joe returning to Maryland. Albeit briefly. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Get up if you can.
Yeah, get up, Chuck. Oh, my God. He's
stand up.
He was in a wheelchair. Remember that one?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God.
That was a classic.
I love when he turned around and says, which way do I get off the stage? He said, doesn't matter. We'll get you. We'll come and get you. 895, since 6 o'clock in the last 15 minutes, went from pretty quiet, very nice and clear, to backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. So there may have been a little problem in the tunnel since we did the first report. It's going into the tunnel now, but it's definitely slow on 895. And again, it's working its way back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Very early for that. Like I said, 15 minutes ago, there was nothing. And now we're backed up with at least a 10-minute delay on 895 South. We mentioned last time around there was a big wreck overnight. Cecil County, northbound 95 South, are actually at Route 272, and they blocked everything off at 6 o'clock. When we looked at it, they still had it all closed. That has now been released, and we're moving traffic once again northbound from 272 and up towards the Delaware line. May take another 10 or 15 minutes to get completely cleared out. Be prepared for the construction this morning on the outer loop of the Beltway beginning
at Reisterstown Road towards 795. It's blocking the right lane. Has some light patchy fog on the west side and some heavy fog on the eastern shore as we get underway. Be prepared, especially on the eastern shore, with the heavy fog, very limited visibility right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It's going to be sunny and warm today, upper 80s. Overnight temps in the upper 60s. And tomorrow pretty much the same. But then the heat and humidity and temperatures are all going to soar into Wednesday. We're going to be well into the 90s by Wednesday. And it's going to be a very hot 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. I know Maggie's celebrating already. She's got her hot tub time machine there going on. All right, now cloudy, 71 in Annapolis, 68 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Happy birthday to famed comedian and director Mel Brooks, who turns 100 years old yesterday as his actual
God
birthday.
Love him.
He's 20% of the way to becoming a 2,000-year-old man.
Oh, yeah, that's not...
That was funny.
That was a funny movie. Yep. And I guess, comedy does. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, funny guy. A guy named live streamer Manny, who was dressed as Uncle Sam, arrested at the Great American State Fair in D.C. over the weekend for allegedly masturbating while watching acrobats perform.
No kidding.
Yeah. They caught him near the erecting pool.
Oh! That's on the other side.
The number of goals.
Just stringing them along.
Number of goals is way up in this year's World Cup. Experts say it's because the ball's faster than balls used in previous tournaments. Maybe they're using the Brady ball. Maybe it's overinflated.
I get it. Right. Brady ball.
More allegations of lewd behavior have been made against professional golfer Phil Mickelson. Chuck, did you see this?
Saw that.
Allegedly showed Ashley Perez, the ex-wife of golfer Pat Perez, a picture of himself fully naked. After seeing the photo, she quipped, Phil's having trouble with his short game, that's for sure.
Now, that was 2015.
Yeah.
Why now?
Yeah, why now? Well, why all of a sudden, I guess, because he's kicking a guy when he's down, apparently.
Yeah, they take pictures, but they shouldn't be so negative.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
After going missing for 2 weeks, the Texas wilderness, Gracie the giraffe has finally been found. And they looked in every neck of the woods for Gracie.
How could...
President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. passport that features his image. Now I got to renew mine. It's got it's better than the mugshot, the picture on the new U.S. passport.
My,
you know?
I don't have a passport.
Right. And for you Democrats, it might be a love it or leave it type thing.
Yeah.
Kill two birds with one stone. Speculation continues as to whether Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to get married this coming weekend at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Especially in Kansas City, where the Chiefs are concerned that might be the only ring he gets this year. So we'll see what happens. They invited, like 4,000 or 5,000 people, I think is what I heard.
Yeah, 900 for the warm-up.
Right.
And then I thought I saw like 3,500.
Beef or chicken?
Like
did they choose?
Yeah. Well, as far as everybody's got to work, the security and everything else, so they're uninvited guests, but they'll still be there. What's old is new again. Warner Brothers is bringing back a Gothic television soap opera.
Holy smoke! Just hearing that still gives me the chills. Holy.
You know what that is?
Yes, I do. My brother and sister used to torture me with it and make me watch it.
Dark Shadows.
Scared
Dark
to death
Shadows.
Of Barnabas. Barnabas.
But they're going to make it. They're going to make it an adult animated series. No time on when it will begin. And it aired on ABC from 1966 to 1971.
Remember,
I never really watched it, but notable actors who got their start on the show: Kate Jackson,
right?
Harvey Keitel. Mm-hmm. Marsha Mason and Abe Vigoda all got their starts.
Abe Vigoda was on Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
He was the coffin.
2012, Warner Brothers produced a major motion picture, Dark Shadows. That was directed by Tim Burton and starred Johnny Depp. But this is going to be a cartoon, animated adult series.
All I know is it terrified me.
Yeah. Dark. Just that theme song is terrifying.
And I went to Gillette Castle where they did some of its filming. I'm in upstate New York, I believe.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Dracula had a lot at stake.
Yeah.
Barnabas.
Barnabas was the main vampire?
Yep. Okay. Barnabas Collins. Right. Terrifying.
All right. So you must have watched a lot of it.
No, I was made. My brother and sister used to make me watch it and torture me with it. To this day, it's still.
To this day, you can't even look in a mirror and see your reflection.
Yeah, for real.
I hold one up to your nose to see if you're breathing.
Right. That's nice.
Oh, no.
It's Monday, folks. All right. Oh, by the way, I took my grandchildren to see Toy Story 5 over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And they, of course, my grandson, he was mesmerized by the whole thing. He never left his seat.
Oh,
my
yeah.
granddaughter is a little younger. She walked 45 minutes or so, and then she started, you know.
But that's excellent
going back
for
and forth. It was excellent. They had a great time. And it was actually a good narrative to the story. Because it was all about how kids today aren't playing with toys anymore. They're so obsessed with the screens, the phone screens, the laptops,
yeah,
the computer screens, etc. And so it had a good moral to the story about how they were able to at least get one or two children to start playing with toys again. So it's a good movie if you have children that like, and again, no woke stuff per se, kind of a lot of funny lines. In the movie, so of course I was really taken aback by the cost of the movies these days. Two senior citizens and two children under the age of four, $65.
Dear God, Lord. We went to see the new Jackass and on Friday.
But you didn't take your grandchild to see it.
No, we didn't take it. Yeah. But that was expensive right there for
yeah.
Not I watched Michael over the weekend.
Oh, was it good?
Excellent.
Okay, excellent. All right, very good. Well, that's a good weekend then. Hi, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. If you're a contractor, you're trying to keep a kitchen or remodeling project moving, timing does matter. That's why you should get to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County, right there on Joppa Road. They help contractors with a fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops without making the process more complicated than it needs to be. So whether you need cabinets, granite, quartz, or quartzite, they can help you keep the job moving and on budget as well. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom, as I said, Joppa Road, or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them that I sent you.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Yeah, so Chairman Joe was there in Hanover at the this big event where they wanted to raise a lot of money for Democrat candidates. So, yep, Wes Moore was there. Without his Bronze Star, more on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. Senator Chris Van Hollen was there as well, and of course a lot of blowback on Van Hollen. Of course, if you were not listening to the show on Friday morning, we had Bobby Zirkin on, the former Democrat state senator, and he took Van Hollen to the woodshed over his anti-Semitic statements, comments, and of course over the weekend we find out Van Hollen endorses a Muslim candidate for mayor in Michigan, El Sayed, and there's an op-ed in this morning's Sun paper taking him to task for his anti-Israel stances. So again, the Democrat Party is they are imploding before our very eyes, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a second, and also the new Democrats coming up after the 6:30 news. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the backup on 895 is easing. There was a potential problem there right after 6 o'clock in the tunnel southbound. It's cleared. We were backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. Now it's about O'Donnell Street, and it's still moving into the tunnel with a good pace on 895. So it may clear itself out here in the next 10 minutes. We'll watch that. In the meantime, 95 got a little bit busy next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, going into the tunnel, coming out on the south side at 395. Doesn't appear to be a big problem right now through that interchange at Camden Yards. There's some fog now developing, a little more fog in some spots on the western shore and then the heavy fog on the eastern shore. This morning, construction did take place over the weekends, blocking the right lane on the outer loop. Beginning at Reisterstown Road, it goes down towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine abounds today. It's going to be warm and in the upper 80s. And tonight in the upper 60s. And then one more day that's going to be fairly nice before the heat and humidity starts cranking up. Right now, cloudy 67 this morning in Reisterstown. And it is 69 under cloudy skies in Ocean City. Let's go to the phones. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John and company. By the way, I hope you and all your listeners have a meaningful 4th of July holiday this weekend, the 250th anniversary of our country's independence. The Democratic Party now has one set of fighters. It's called the Democratic Socialists. The rest of the party, if there's whatever percentage of the non-socialists is left in the party, if there's any, it's are non-fighters. Unfortunately, we saw horrible results, what happened in New York primaries this past two through three Democratic Socialists winning, and it's hard to believe there will be at least, if it goes to November, three Democratic Socialists in the House of Representatives. So the problem is the Democratic Party, except for the Socialists, is finished. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree. I think that they're having a real identity crisis, and where we saw the Republicans are still kind of battling this out right now, whether you want to be a Trump Republican or whether you want to be a rhino like Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and the rest of them. So there's still a battle going on there, but that's really among leadership. I think Trump is, when you get 70-some million votes, I think it pretty much speaks volumes. I don't think the Democrat Socialists are going to get anywhere near that kind of support. They may win in New York, obviously, and seeing in the blue cities. And Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That's what we're seeing. We're not seeing this socialism movement in the red states. We are seeing it in blue cities like New York City, Washington D.C., or looks like a socialist there, communist, is going to win in this fall. And we'll hear from President Trump on that coming up. And there's a socialist in Seattle. There's a socialist running in Los Angeles. So in these blue cities that have been run into the ground by the Democrat Party. And they like to say it's capitalism that is the problem. No, it's not really capitalism the problem here. The problem is Democrats have run these cities into the ground. They're big spending. They've grown government. They've grown the dependence on government. And, of course, they've abused this war on poverty where we've spent trillions of dollars over the years to try to fix poverty. That's only made it worse. And because you just throw money at the problem instead of trying to give people, you know, a hand up instead of a hand out. And that's what's caused this this decay, if you will, and this lack of confidence in capitalism. So this is what happens in other countries. They throw up the Hail Mary pass. Oh, we're going to be socialists now. But again, socialism is just that's phase one of communism. Eventually, you know, it's when socialism doesn't work, then they'll have to go to the phase two, which is communism. And you know, the big difference there is in Democrat socialism, they kind of coexist with you know, capitalism, as we've seen in some European style welfare states like Germany and France and things of that nature, because they have no funding mechanism. Because once you take people's property, and that's what communism does, it seizes all means of production, it seizes all property, so you can't grow anything on your own land. The state owns everything. And my parents have been, they went over to Poland when it was a communist country for a gymnastic event. And they saw people standing in line every day for bread, for flowers, to mail a letter. The communist state is completely inefficient. The people that are at the top still get their money. They skim off the top. And of course, here in this country, yeah, there is some crony capitalism going on. We got some problems. We have some imperfections, but it's still the biggest economic strength of the world is capitalism. It is certainly not communism and Marxism and Islamic fundamentalism, but that's where the Democrats are heading. And so we'll see what happens in these blue states. Now, again, I think that at some point, and you look at some of the horrifying things that the three Democrat socialists in in New York City have been espousing. It's almost like they're the KKK, a modern version. It's just horrifying. All right, more on that coming up in just a second at 6:29. And I'll tell you about, again, Audiology Associates. They've been very helpful to my wife and other members. She had a little bout of tinnitus not too long ago, and they helped her through that and did a hearing test on her and found out that she's a little tiny hearing loss in one of her ears. But, again, so they recommended some earplugs when we go to concerts or loud venues and so on and so forth to protect the rest of her hearing. So that's the kind of a treatment you're going to get, that gentle, empathetic approach. It's why so many people like Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at Audiology Associates. Get that hearing checked out today if you are hearing any hearing loss symptoms whatsoever. Make your appointment at 410-944-3100 or go to AAIAudiology.com. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Three men are injured after they were stabbed in North Baltimore. Officers were called to the 5900 block of York Road around 3:30 Sunday morning to find three men with stab wounds. The victims were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries, and police are continuing to investigate. And Baltimore County will be hosting a public safety town hall in Towson today. The panelists will include Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough, Maryland Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino, Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, and other public safety officials. Residents are encouraged to attend and participate in the discussion. The town hall will take place from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the George Washington Carver Center for Arts and Technology. Additional town hall meetings will take place at CCBC Essex on Tuesday, July 14th, and at the Randallstown Community Center on Wednesday, July 22nd. And a 19-year-old Anne Arundel County man has been sentenced to life in prison for the 2025 murder of a Davidsonville Garden Center owner. In March, Jonah Poole pleaded guilty to killing 67-year-old Stephen Koza, who is the owner of Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center. Koza was found dead in a pickup that had been set on fire in the parking lot of the business. During Friday's sentencing, the judge ordered Poole to forfeit about more than $200,000 that was stolen from Koza, along with a truck he purchased with the stolen funds. Poole's girlfriend, Kylie Dakes, is also charged with murder, and her trial is expected to begin in December. And Marylanders won't have to wait until July 4th to celebrate Independence Day. Communities across the state are hosting fireworks displays, festivals, concerts, and family-friendly events leading up to the 4th of July, with many continuing through the holiday weekend as the nation marks America's 250th anniversary. It's 6:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Customer Modeling is honoring the occasion with a roof-raising celebration you don't want to miss. Right now through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique. Peak's forever guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind. No ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomermodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Customer Modeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some slowing on the Beltway now on the west side, and in that area between Liberty Road and Route 40, very heavy fog now kind of settled down on the roadway. Even the camera, which is right up on the bridge at I-70, is having a hard time seeing the traffic right below it. So it gives you some idea. The heavy fog is a factor there, and some areas are getting the heavy fog, some areas are not, like right around the tunnels. Not a big deal there. The Eastern Shore, the last time we looked through there, heavy fog really after Kent Narrows over towards the area at 50 and 404, and then most of the Eastern Shore is pretty much socked in as well. Be prepared on the Beltway if you're coming around the outer loop from Park Heights Avenue. Construction, the barricades are there. They're blocking the right lane just as you're getting underneath Reisterstown Road and heading down towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, nice, and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, at least it looked good early for the Birds yesterday.
Alonso clips one to deep center field. It sounds good. It looks good. The polar bear to the base of the batter's eye.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Pete Alonso's 20th of the year put the Birds up early 2-0. But a two-out Nats rally in the third doomed Baltimore.
Mayo throws it into the dumpster, and that's going to bring in the go-ahead run.
Some gifts.
Meade will round second. He'll head back. Kobe Mayo has had his issues over at the hot corner.
To say the least, Dan Colco had the call on Nats TV. Mayo's throwing error allowed the third run of the inning to score. The O's would never recover. 6-4 was the final at Camden Yards. The O's haven't won a home series in a month. Post-game reaction from manager Albernaz.
You know, today it's you jump out to a 2-0 lead and the two out walks, the big hit, then the error to kind of give him the lead and keep the inning going and have Rogers throw more pitches. It was tough, but
with the win, Washington takes the season series 4-2, have beaten the O's in 9 of 12 over the last two seasons. Meanwhile, O's GM Mike Elias at the mic over the weekend on where the team stands now, 85 games into the season.
We have a really good chance to do what we want to do, and we're all working very hard, and we're very optimistic about it. And as you mentioned, regardless of how we got here, we're a game and a half out right now, and we got everything in front of us, so I think we're going to be good.
That was on Friday afternoon. Birds stand 11 back in the East at this point. They're 3 out of the wild card, but here's the rub. There are 5 teams ahead of them for that third wild card slot. World Cup now on to the knockout round. Action beginning this afternoon at 1 p.m. Brazil and Japan tangle in Houston, Germany and Paraguay in Boston, Netherlands and Morocco in Monterrey, Mexico. Meanwhile, the U.S. playing Wednesday against Bosnia and Herzegovina. That'll be in Santa Clara, California. NASCAR Cup Series continued yesterday at the Infineon Raceway in Sonoma, California.
We're racing in wine country, and Shane Van Gisbergen is the toast of the town. He wins again at Sonoma.
4 times Van Gisbergen has won at Sonoma, 2 in the Cup Series, 2 in the Xfinity O'Reilly Series. The time now is 6:37. When we return, an interesting series brewing tonight at Camden Yards.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
So, first of all, good to be back with you on Monday.
Hope Thank you. Had a great weekend. Yeah, we did.
These games are just getting more and more difficult to watch.
Yeah.
Especially on the weekend when you have time and you want to relax and, you know, you've got your, you know, couch and all that and just the way they throw these games away. But here's my point. Tonight they start a 3-game series with the White Sox. The White Sox lost 102 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost 121 the year before. They're in first place.
Wow.
They're 43-39. They are this year what the Orioles were back in 2023.
Right.
Which is coming up, on the way up and, you know, good pitching, strong hitting. They've got a couple of 30 home run guys. So it'll be an interesting, matchup.
Right.
But a juxtaposition between a team on the way up and a team on the way down.
I think so. Now you're pronouncing the Orioles on the way down.
Well, right now they are. Yeah.
Are they dead? Is it over?
No, they're not. Okay. They're still 80, 78.
What I've noticed about the team this year is that it's all offense, and when the offense is ablaze, everything is good. They've struggled with pitching, and they've really struggled with defense. I don't know who's teaching fundamentals in the minors. I thought they were making a recommitment to teach or the Oriole way again, but apparently not, because their defense this year has been horrible.
Yeah, well, they're right, as Mayo yesterday showed, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we've seen them throw away games all season long. Look, Cal's involved. You know, we had Ryan Ripken, that comment from him last week. It's not news. He's been involved in a certain way.
But it still takes time. I mean, Cal is not a miracle worker. He's not going to turn around overnight.
And I don't know. I don't think it's a full-time commitment either. It's not like a job, you know. But look, here's the thing. I think we just have to come to the grips that maybe the players just aren't good as we thought they were. And maybe it is the development, okay? I mean, they're all great players. Mm-hmm. If you make it to the majors, you're a great player. Right. But, you know, other teams have great players, too.
Right.
And maybe they're being developed better. So maybe it's just a whole system-wide situation that's happening with the Birds. And maybe the talent, at the end of the day, it's just not there, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, you're right about when you make it to the Major League Baseball, you are a good to great player. Mm-hmm. The question is, who wants it more once you get to this level? Who's willing to put in the extra work? Who's willing to dedicate and commit themselves to, you know, playing better defense, you know, laying down the bunt when they need to instead of swinging for the fences? Mm-hmm. There's also, I don't know what the mindset is of the club right now, and I just don't see any of the manager that, you know, incentivizing the way that Earl Weaver used to do it. And that's,
well, let me say this. They're on their third manager in 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, if they're a sub-500 team this year, I think David Rubenstein has a big decision to make, right. And it's the decision above the manager.
And it doesn't include a guest splasher either. So
it does not.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Democrats, socialists. Here's the fascinating poll I wanted to share with you. In 2010... the Democrats favored capitalism over socialism. This is a CNN poll. 51-50%. 16 years ago, it was just barely hanging on, capitalism. You know where it is now? In 2025, Democrats favored socialism over capitalism 66-42%. So it's over. For the Democrat Party. When you have the vast majority of Democrats favoring socialism over capitalism, and then you get these Democrat socialists, I just want to play a little clip of just how ugly and radical they are. This is at a Democrat socialist event in New York City. And I want you to listen carefully because they're actually, the question here is they're actually advocating that they perform abortions in churches. This is, again, Democrat Socialist in New York City.
And on that revolutionary horizon, want to perform abortions at a church, you know, before it's all said and done.
That the only real difference between marriage and prostitution is the price and the duration of the contract.
We can fight for family abolition. We can imagine family abolition because we have seen black women do it. Because we have seen these, like, indigenous communities do it.
But, you know, to me, the institution of marriage can only exist alongside the criminalization of sex workers.
Yeah, they hate marriage. They hate the nuclear family. They want to perform abortions in churches. That's how twisted and evil these socialists are. And the DSA leader in New York City, his name was Gustavo Gordillo. He's co-chair of the DSA in New York City. Here's the strategy. They're basically admitting now they're a Trojan horse. The Democrat Party is a Trojan horse for communism.
Our candidates run as Democrats. We're on the Democratic Party ballot line. We contest the primaries. And when they're in the legislature, they're part of the Democratic Party caucus. But we don't agree with the way the Democratic Party establishment organizes or runs its party apparatus. And so we try to build independence by focusing on volunteer-led movement. We think that everyone should be able to be trained and to become someone who can participate in the political process. And we don't really think that Democratic Party campaigns in the establishment are run that way. And I think, you know, you really see that difference in the races like we're having tonight. And I think in terms of the agenda, there's a problem in the Democratic Party where they are funded by billionaire donors, and at the same time they're trying to represent the working class. And in our opinion, you have to choose between the billionaire class and the working class. It's just impossible to satisfy all of them.
Yeah, that's the strategy. Use the party as a Trojan horse. Get into the party, infect it from within. It's almost like it's a parasite feeding off the host until it's been fed enough and it can grow on its own, and then they kill the host. That's what's happening to the Democrat Party. It'll happen here in Maryland as well. It's happening in these other states and these other areas. Maryland is just maybe a half step behind. 6:43, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Report of a new accident. Not sure if it's in the roadway yet or not. Northbound I-97 coming up to the ramp at Dorsey Road. I looked at the camera back at Route 100. There's no backup there, but it may change. So heads up, you'll have the state police in that area. We're on the Beltway looking at the construction on the outer loop at Reisterstown Road. It begins right there. And in the meantime, it looks like they continue with those barricades all the way down towards 795. There's no impact there right now. This work is supposed to end tomorrow. So if we get away without any big deal now, we'd be happy with that, and we can deal with that. The fog is definitely a problem on the Beltway on the west side. It's filling in with some fog on the Parkville side, and we have delays there. Some heavy fog, different areas around the western shore, and then very heavy fog and advisories now on the eastern shore as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine and warm, upper 80s today. It's cloudy, 71 in the city, 70 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Captain Chuck!
Today is National Lasagna Day.
Well, if it isn't nature's most perfect food, lasagna! Where have you been all my life, mon chéri? You know I can't resist you when you wear garlic in your meat sauce.
That's Garfield. Meanwhile, Chuck, where were you over the weekend?
Home.
Are you sure?
I guess.
Because a Florida man apparently has been on the run after trying to steal steak and brisket from a grocery store, stuffing it down his pants.
Big pants. I think they're like made for stealing, you know? He has them blocked at the bottom so it doesn't go through. Came over here, looked around to see if anybody was looking, and he shoved it in his pants. Wow. Ended up going across the street to Publix. One of my employees was on break and saw all the rest of the stuff that he had.
Brisket, wine.
Called the cops, and we got everything back. He ran off after we got the stuff back. By the time the cops got there, he was gone. But they have a good description. They have the video, and I'm sure he's on foot somewhere.
Apparently, is that a bottle of wine in your pocket?
Is that a brisket in your basket? You're just happy to see me. Apparently, it was a golf cart was the getaway vehicle.
Oh, no kidding.
No, it wasn't.
I heard they set up a stakeout.
They did. Now, listen, he had a bottle of wine. He had a full
steak
brisket, and he had some steaks in his pants. I mean, he was having a party in his pants. He didn't even know it.
I had another line, but we'll refrain.
Well, actually, we'd like to say fully licensed. Thank you. Long John Silver's has launched their 2026 summer menu. Maybe he was wearing long johns. Maybe that's why he was able to get
some. They keep nice and warm.
The summer special platter, five pieces of crispy fried coconut shrimp, two pieces of crispy fish, two sides, two hush puppies at Long John Silver's. Of course, they also do the summer cream sodas and the orange creamsicle cheesecake.
Oh, my. Oh,
that's good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
From the Cheesecake Factory Bakery.
So I don't know of any around here.
Long John. So I think there's one in, Anne Arundel County, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty sure. Aren't they like a partner with Taco Bell? No, I thought I've seen some restaurants where they have a Taco Bell on one side and a Long John Silver on the other.
Used to be KFC on the other side, but that's sounds like a winner to me. Yeah. It's a win-win.
Now, if you know of a Long John Silver near you, you can call us, let us know, or you can email us. Just I'm sure there's something in the area. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. And back to the Democrat Socialist Party taking over and infecting the Democrats. You had Chuck Schumer getting booed at a pride parade over the weekend. You had Hakeem Jeffries. They were chanting him, you're next, right after the big primary win. There's a couple new polls out I wanted to share with you. This one poll saying Americans are divided on the 250th anniversary of our nation's founding. 7 out of 10 Republicans say pride describes their emotions when it comes to America 250. Only 3 in 10 independents and 2 in 10 Democrats. So the older Americans, as you might imagine, ages 60 and up, are also most likely to feel proud than any other demographic. So basically, one party, one political movement loves their country and is proud of their country. and that is the by a majority, the Republicans. Not so much for independents, not so much for Democrats. And I think it shows. I think it shows in some of these races. You got Hillary Clinton out there savaging that Juneteenth was America's second Independence Day. You got Joyless Reid saying nobody black I know is really excited about the 4th of July. I know a lot of black individuals that love the Independence Day. Absolutely love it and celebrate it much like anybody else does. And then there's this poll from Elon University. A poll was asked whether or not you were wanted to live outside, prefer to living in another country rather than the United States. 55% of Democrats answered yes when asked whether there's another country they would rather live today than in the United States. On the other hand, only 10% of Republicans answered the same. But Larry Hogan's answer was quickly identified and removed that from that survey. And look, for you Democrats that want to, look, you're free to leave. You're not, this is not a communist country. It'll never be a communist country. There might be communist pockets, New York City, D.C., et cetera, but you're free to leave. No one's forcing you to stay here. If you hate this country so much, get the hell out. Go. Again, that's addition by subtraction. I think we would improve the whole country if, a vast majority of the Democrats left. And you rhino Republicans in order to be bipartisan. But here we are in the 250th week of our independence that we have these polls coming out saying only one party or political movement is proud of their country. That's the Republicans. And the vast majority of Democrats, or a majority, let's put it that way, would rather live in another country. And it's all Trump derangement, which goes all the way back to make an unfortunate comparison, but there were people that looked the other way during some certain wars, in spite of what was happening right in their face. They surrendered to stupidity. These are allegedly smart people. They were rounding up folks during the World War II, specifically Jewish people, and educated people, professors, doctors, scientists, etc., looked the other way and surrendered to their stupidity while these outrageous atrocities were occurring. And you can't argue facts with these people because they have now become part of this hive mindset. And I think the same thing is going on with Trump derangement syndrome as well. If you ever want to learn more about that, just look up Dietrich Bonhoeffer back in the 1940s Germany, the Christian pastor. I think he nailed it right on the head. 6:51. And I want to tell you about, of course, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages, and brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848 or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Coming up next, John Bolton pleads guilty in court on Friday. What could his sentence be? What should his sentence be? Top of the hour, Lockdown Larry's back. Again, proving that once a skunk, always a skunk, especially when it comes to the party. Pardon the pun. 6:53, it is time once again for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson, with the latest on Monday morning rush hour. Chuck?
Both the tunnels right now, 7 to 10-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, starting to build both on 95 and 895. Now, 95 is slowing here at the O'Donnell Street ramp, and 895 is slowing anywhere between Erdman Avenue and O'Donnell Street. Blowing on the Beltway now, especially on the Parkville side, filling in on the west side with a heavy fog factor there between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine and warm today. Upper 80s, the expected high, and pretty much the same for tomorrow. By Wednesday, though, we're going to be cranking up some significant heat and humidity. Right now, cloudy, 71 in Glen Burnie, 70 in Pasadena. Well, the son of a Baltimore firefighter, John Bolton, grew up in a row house in the working-class southwest neighborhood of Irvington, where I grew up, and Chuck and our former colleague Frank Luber were all Irvington boys. He lived right in behind Mount St. Joe's. As you know, he attended McDonough School in Owings Mills in the mid-60s before attending Yale College, Yale Law School. Smart guy. We used to have him here on a regular basis on a number of foreign policy issues. Bolton, of course, did serve as President Trump's national security advisor from April 2018 until September of 2019. And prosecutors now said that he incorporated highly sensitive classified information he learned during his government duties into personal diary entries documenting his daily activities. Those documents included information classified up to top secret level SCI, sensitive compartmental information, including details about foreign adversaries, military plans, covert U.S. government operations abroad, and intelligence gathered from clandestine sources and communications intercepts. Prosecutors said Bolton sent the diary entries to two unnamed family members who were not authorized to receive them. That material was transmitted through personal email accounts and non-government messaging apps that were not approved for handling classified information. He should know better. He should have known better. He is not a dummy. And I guess he figured, this is just arrogance. You can tell when somebody is this arrogant, thinks they can get away with it. I got to tell you, it's just crazy. So eventually, when he was discovered, they charged him with 18 counts of mishandling classified information, retaining classified information he was not supposed to have. He faced probably the rest of his life in jail because he's 77 now. So he pleads guilty to one count. They dismiss the remaining 17. And so now the big question is, how much time is he going to get? Here is U.S. Attorney Kelly Hayes on the Bolton plea deal.
No one is above the law. And I hope that this prosecution sends a clear message that we will vigorously investigate and prosecute individuals who violate our national security laws.
Yeah, and that's a serious... do you remember there was a submariner who took a picture, just a selfie, in front of a nuclear reactor? He went to jail. I think he was in jail for 10 months, I think, before they got his sentence commuted. I think it was President Trump in his first term that did that. I can't remember the submariner's name, but the U.S. Navy submariner that in 10 months just for taking a selfie of a nuclear reactor. He didn't send anybody except to his family. But he went to jail as a result. Bolton faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in federal prison and has agreed to pay a $2.25 million fine under federal law. It also prevents him or his survivors from collecting a federal annuity or retirement pay, according to the plea agreement. And U.S. Attorney Hayes says that's because he put our nation's secrets at great risk.
As Mr. Bolton just admitted, he put our national security at grave risk in violation of the law.
And so what would drive a smart guy like John Bolton to make a really stupid mistake like that? We talked about arrogance, but I also want to talk about Trump derangement here as it applies to John. So here's a classic example of someone that surrendered to stupidity because they're deranged about President Trump. He went on every talk show he could go on. He gave every interview. It was always to bash Trump. It was always to prove Trump wrong. And I think what drove him to take these secrets and put them in diary entries was he was trying to prove a point to whoever would listen. And he obviously should have known better. He did know better. And I think he should do some jail time. I really do. I mean, after all, they put both Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon in jail for 4 months, right? So I think that should be at least the minimum. Even more, because they just refused to comply with the subpoena. He actually was trafficking in national security information to people that did not or should not have had access to it. So that's a much more serious offense on the part of Mr. Bolton. And I think that this should be a significant jail. The message should be sent that this will not be tolerated. So what do you think he should get? Up to 5 years. And, of course, he already paid the fine, the $2.25 million in fine. But you can let us know what you think. I think a year in jail would probably be at least a minimum appropriate. But, again, it'll be up to the judge. And I think sentencing is later next month. All right, 410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Folks have been sending in a few texts and emails here already this morning. See if we can answer a few right before the top of the hour. This is from Ralph. He says, Sean, wasn't Van Hollen born in Pakistan? Is he a Muslim? Yes, I think he was born in Pakistan. And no, he is not a Muslim, although I think he does. He may speak Arabic. So, again, not quite sure about that. And August said, the perfect example of communism. Have you seen the images of collapsed buildings in Venezuela? Yeah, that's just brutal. They had foam sealant in between the concrete. You're talking about cutting corners. It caused people, over 1,400 have died as a result. 7 o'clock, stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a race against the clock in earthquake-stricken Venezuela.
Search and rescue efforts continue 4 days after two powerful earthquakes shook northern Venezuela. But Venezuelans are criticizing their government, saying the response to the quakes was inadequate. Citizens also say civilian-led search and rescue efforts have hindered emergency response efforts. Meanwhile, rescuers continue to free survivors from mounds of debris.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says the death toll has risen to more than 1,400. Thousands are still unaccounted for. Anguished families desperately holding out hope that their missing loved ones will be found alive. SRN News and our parent company, Salem Media, partnering with Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor to rush emergency aid to victims of the tragedy. Listeners wanting to help can find an online banner top of our website, srnnews.com. Massive wildfire burning amid tinder dry conditions along the Utah-Colorado border claimed the lives of three firefighters, a couple of others injured. Kentucky is under a state of emergency declared by Governor Andy Beshear amid deadly flooding that has swamped parts of the state. From the plains to New England, excessive heat warnings are posted. Temperatures expected to soar into dangerous territory this week. Following the latest exchange of fire between Iran and the U.S.,
several media outlets quoting this Trump administration official who's unnamed, saying that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to stand down now after several days of attacks against each other.
The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem says there are reports that the two sides may be on the verge of resuming peace talks, perhaps as early as tomorrow. And watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 202 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are up 359, S&P futures better by 60 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
With things moving fast to resolve the situation in the Middle East, the headlines may change, but the fundamentals haven't. America's debt continues to climb, and uncertainty still hangs over the global economy. That's why investors continue turning to one asset that has stood the test of time, physical gold and silver. For generations, gold has been viewed as a safe haven asset during periods of geopolitical tension and market volatility. That's why Advantage Gold wants to send you a free gold investment guide, valued at $49, plus a free copy of a economist Ken Rogoff's acclaimed book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call 800-900-8000. Discover why central banks are buying gold, why many Americans are diversifying with precious metals, and how a tax and penalty-free rollover into physical gold and silver may fit into your retirement strategy. Don't wait until the next crisis dominates the headlines. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
About the tunnels southbound right now, running about 7 to 10 minute delays, give or take a few. But in the meantime, the lanes are open. Two lanes south on 895. Four lanes are open south on I-95. There are really no problems right now on the northbound side. A couple of new things. There's a minor wreck in Harford County, I-95 northbound at Mountain Road. at Route 152. That's a 74-mile marker. They're on the shoulder. There's no impact there. Just a heads up. And the wreck earlier reported, still haven't seen any impact, but there was a wreck reported I-97 northbound at Dorsey Road in Adams Harbor County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, nice and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Randallstown, 72 at the Kent Narrows at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Three men are injured after they were stabbed in North Baltimore. Officers were called to the 5900 block of York Road around 3:30 Sunday morning to find three men with stab wounds. The victims were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries, and police are continuing to investigate. And Baltimore County will be hosting a public safety town hall in Towson today. The panelists will include Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough, Maryland Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino, Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, and other public safety officials. Residents are encouraged to attend and participate in the discussion. The town hall will take place from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the George Washington Carver Center for Arts and Technology. Additional town hall meetings will take place at CCBC Essex on Tuesday, July 14th, and at the Randallstown Community Center on Wednesday, July 22nd. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 332, the pick 4, 3279. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Yesterday at Camden Yards, the Birds trying to win a home series for the first time in a month.
This one hit well out to right center. Beavers chasing after it. Into the gap. It's out of here! Luis Garcia Jr. with his fifth home run in his last six ball games.
And Coco had the call on Nats TV. That Luis Garcia shot in the fifth was off Tyler Wells in relief of Kyle Bradish, and Garcia would add another one off Albert Suarez in the seventh. 6-4, the Nats over the Birds. Washington takes the series 2-1. Now, the loss leaves Baltimore 11 back in the East, but they better watch their flank, because here come the Red Sox. Jason Benetti with the call on NBC. Sunday Night Baseball, Jared Durand's RBI single capped a three-run 10th-inning rally, and the last-place Red Sox swept what was first-place New York. Four straight at Fenway over the weekend. Birds now just 1.5 games out of the cellar in the American League East. Meanwhile, get your coffee ready. 9 a.m. this morning, we have playoff golf for you from the TPC in Cromwell, Connecticut.
Again walks it in
to the chance of USA, USA. Scotty Scheffler's 8-foot putt for par on 18 ties Norway's Victor Hovland at 21 under. And so here we go again, 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's the deal with Gunnar Henderson? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the Fells Point new crime prevention plan. Will it work? It kind of did over the weekend, but you know, a lot of glaring eyes on Baltimore during Sale 250. So we'll see once all the crowds go home if it truly will hold up. New York Times is out with an article basically saying that pregnancy now is a form of right-wing extremism. I kid you not. They don't like all the MAGA mamas out there. That's what that's all about. But our top story here today is Lockdown Larry has resurfaced. Just like the skunk at the proverbial party, if you'll pardon the pun, he's back at it again. And remember last week we were talking about how it would be great if, you know, again, everybody could rally behind the Republican nominee and former Governors Hogan and Ehrlich, and you get the rest of the establishment at the Republican Governors Association, the RNC, and if everyone just could rally behind Dan Cox, give him a fighting chance. And that's an uphill battle. He's facing a somewhat popular Democrat in Westmore, and he's got a lot of money behind him, and he's got the media for the most part, with the exception maybe of yours truly, you know, Fox 45, and maybe the Baltimore Sun. But the rest of the media is moving in lockstep. So he was on this podcast called On the Hill when he was asked about Dan Cox, who he once called a QAnon whack job, said he would never let him into the governor's mansion. That's all because of his unconstitutional measures, locking everybody down, not keeping the liquor stores open, but, oh, we couldn't go to church, couldn't go to school, but you can go in and get your fifth of you know, Jack Daniels if you needed it. Just amazing. So anyway, he was asked about Dan Cox and his, you know, Dan Cox re-election bid. Of course, he wasn't elected the first time, but his second-round matchup with Governor Westmore, and here is what Lockdown Larry said.
Current governor is on his way to a rematch from the Republican nominee from 4 years ago, Dan Cox. He was reelected in the primary. You did not support him 4 years ago. Will you support Dan Cox this year?
Look, I'm like most of the people in Maryland, where I think these are not great choices that we have in either party, and I'm gonna have to make a tough decision about what I do in November. But I think we're nominating unelectable people in the primaries. That's part of the problem with just such a small percentage of people turning out. I mean, he got about 6 or 7% of the vote. Most people stayed home, and this is what part of the problem. Your last guest was talking about open primaries, which I'm a big believer in. More people participating is what we need to get better candidates. And
well, three things. One, we don't have open primaries, so get with it. The reality is we have a closed primary. Two, you just called Dan Cox, the GOP nominee, unelectable. This is a Republican alleged Republican governor who is now providing more fodder for the Democrats, calling your nominee unelectable. And then the third thing I look at is he says, I'm going to have a tough decision to make this fall. So what does that decision look like? Do I vote for Ronald Reagan again? Do I vote for my dad again? Oh, no, I got it. I'll vote for me because I'm the most important person in the world. I am the most important person on this planet. I am Larry Hogan, and I will vote for me, even if I have no shot at winning, ever. You talk about an unelectability issue. He ought to be real familiar with that, because I don't think he'd get elected dog catcher again. Not in this state. But, you know, he's out there thinking that, you know, look, I'll be willing to bury the hatchet if he will. I'll put it that way. I will extend the olive branch. I will extend the hand of friendship if he will get behind the GOP nominee. Of course, everybody knows he won't, so I'm safe in my offer. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
It'd be a big olive branch to cover that high.
Yes, it would. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be the actual restaurant olive branch.
Oh, no. I ain't going there anymore. Just got a visual.
Yes, you did.
Him trying to get off a leather seat when he's done.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. The humanity, yes. The outer loop at Hartford Road and Perrin Parkway, not bad. Fog on the Parkville side, some fog through Greenspring, but the west side has been dealing with the fog and the heavy traffic moving south from 795 and Liberty Road down through the area at I-70. It's still stacked up right here at Liberty Road. It's heavy going underneath I-70. And again, the camera is just on the bridge over the Beltway looking down, can barely see the vehicles because of the fog. So they're taking it easy through there. And then after Frederick Road, looking at the camera there, much better, and there's no fog as you're starting down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and 95. Probably some fog in the valley there on the JFX in and around Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels still sporting 10 to 15 minute delays right now southbound, so nothing major there. And again, just going back to the fog, heavy fog advisories continue different areas along the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny and warm today. Upper 80s tonight. Upper 60s for the low. Right now you're looking at a cloudy start to the day. It is 70 in Owings Mills and 68 in Reisterstown. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, we had Iran acting up over the weekend again, firing at first a cargo ship, then an oil tanker. Of course, the U.S. retaliated, taking out more of their infrastructure, and President Trump saying, look, you know, you pick up the phone, you want to negotiate, fine, we'll negotiate, but if you don't, well, then I might just have to resume the bombing, and it will be so bad this time the Islamic Republic of Iran will no longer exist. After that, they've now agreed to halt their firing, and they're going to meet in Qatar sometime this week. So the peace talks are back on after the ceasefire failed yet again. So this is what you deal with the murder mullahs of Iran. They're maddening, to say the least. President Trump at the Faith and Freedom event on Friday had a message that the Democrat Party has been taken over by radical left commies.
They want to resume the transgender mutilization of our children. They want to restart the war on Christians and churches. And as you saw with the communists elected in New York City recently, they're communists, they're not social democrats. They want to completely destroy the traditional American way of life. Communism is very easy to sell. It destroys everything, but it's very easy. I'll be honest, I think I'd be the greatest communist in history. I'd give free rent. Ladies and gentlemen, from now on, you don't have to pay any rent. From now on, anybody wants a house, don't worry about it. Just pick the house you want. Everybody gets free food. Everything is free from this point forward. Everyone's going to vote for me. The problem is, after 2 or 3 years, the country is a disaster area. The country fails. They always do. It always does. So easy to sell. That first year, boy, you're the most popular. It's happening right now in New York and California. But you'll start living in squalor. You'll live in squalor. There will be no food. There will be no housing. There will be no military. There will be no law and order. There will be no nothing. There will be no nothing. You'll be a third world inhabitant in every way, and everyone will suffer or die. You'll suffer or die. That's what happens. For thousands of years, it's been happening by different names. Thousands of years. I'm telling you, I'd be the greatest communist in history. It would be so easy. You wouldn't have to work. You could stay home. The problem is, a couple of years go by, the whole place collapses. Always does. Always has. But I'm sorry to say, but assassinations of those who oppose them is a very important element of their ideology. Assassination's a big deal for them. They're animals. They're animals. In many cases, they're not smart, but in some cases, they are. It's easy for them to get followers because they make promises that they know they can't keep. And the Democrats aren't fighting back. That's why they're dumb. They're not fighting back. They're afraid.
And you have this surrendering to stupidity as well. He's absolutely right about that. Rhinos, be alert. President Trump is on the hunt.
We have a few Republicans that are fighting it. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. You should call her and tell her to get on the ball. She'll never win another election, I can tell you. She has got to get, she's got to vote. It's called the Save America Act.
Yeah, it is. Two words for Lisa, John Cornyn. Okay? It's coming. The day is coming where Lisa Murkowski will no longer serve in the Senate. President was asked about, what about D.C. mayor who is a socialist slash communist if she wins this fall? What are you going to do?
Maybe we take back Washington, run it on the federal basis. We won't put up with it. We're not going to lose our businesses.
Yeah, not going to get it. And they can under the home rule. The feds can take it back and run it. The federal government can run D.C., and that is something that is a distinct possibility. Ambassador of the United Nations, Mike Waltz, had a message for Iran that was, behaving badly over the weekend.
Then if the Iranian regime thinks for a second that President Trump is going to stand by, while Iran continues to attack international shipping without a response, or our bases without a response, they're sadly mistaken. And they saw that loud and clear over the last few nights, where we'll continue to militarily, if needed, take down their infrastructure that they're trying to use to illegally control an international waterway.
Now, by the way, Westmore's out there and his minions are celebrating the fact that his endorsement record was 94%. Oh, my God, that's so good. First off, President Trump's like 99%. And how difficult is it to endorse a Democrat in a Democrat-blue state like Maryland? You got to be kidding me. That's what they think. The power of Westmore's endorsement is off the charts. Trump-backed Julia Letlow won Louisiana Republican Senate primary runoff against a pretty strong Republican, the state treasurer John Fleming, so she'll face her Democrat opponent in the fall. Supreme Court went 3-for-3 last week for President Trump. I don't know if he's going to be as perfect this week if the birthright citizenship case comes down. Elsewhere, the Great American State Fair underway on the National Mall. President Trump will head to Mount Rushmore for fireworks on Friday, and then Saturday his Tribute to America rally at the July 4th will be at the Lincoln Memorial. He also nominated a new ICE director, Lance Schroyer, a former Oklahoma State Trooper and U.S. Marine, will now be in charge of ICE operations if confirmed by the U.S. Senate. So lots going on this during the America 250 Celebration Week, and that's a look at our MAGA Movement Update, 526 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
You know, Vinny Steele has done just an incredible job of selling homes in our area, Maryland and lower Pennsylvania, for the last 20-plus years, half of which has been here on WCBM. I've known Vinny a long time. He's a great guy. He's a great husband, great father, and a philanthropist as well, because all of his sales proceeds go to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. So Vinny not only is a great realtor, he is a great philanthropist as well. So just wanted you to know that, and know that when you sign on the dotted line with Vinny, your home is guaranteed to sell. Because once you agree on asking price and in the time frame you need to sell your home, if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it, pays you in cash, market rates. That's why so many people do engage with Vinny Steele. Your home sold guaranteed realty. Call Vinny today, 410-793-7515, 410-793-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Thinking about updating your kitchen?
Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Had a little bit of a brain fart there. It's Vinny's number is 709-7515. I think I said 793. 709-7515. Right. My apologies. 723 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
JFX southbound, looking at the camera here at Old Pimlico Road. There's fog right there. I mentioned earlier, probably in the valley there at Brookston Road. And then further south at Cold Spring Lane, there's a vehicle fire and the fire department is there. Looks like they're blocking the right side. One of our callers checked in and gave us that information. We can't see it because none of the cameras on the JFX work. After Northern Parkway, through the ramps downtown, they're out there. They just don't turn them on. Speed cameras work, but don't do us any good. Outer Loop West Side with some fog still there, and the heavy traffic, Liberty Road through I-70 and Route 40. Went back down towards Annapolis. The sun is out at the Toll Plaza area at Oceanic Drive and the Bay Bridge. Obviously, there's no Toll Plaza there. I just like to refer to where it was. But in the meantime, the sun is out, visibility is good, and even the fog has lifted somewhat now towards Y Mills around 50 at 213, and then through the intersection at 50 and 404. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and warm today, upper 80s, pretty much the same for tomorrow, and then Wednesday, hot, humid. It's really going to be stifling for the rest of the week into Independence Day. Right now, cloudy 70 in Ocean City and 72 in Severn. Scott Jennings, who you hear on our air every night on WCBM, he's also a regular panelist on CNN. I thought he had a really good midterm messaging, and I hope to hear more of this from other Republicans as we head into the midterms.
Look, gas prices are not up. They're down. Below $4 a gallon nationally. Oil's trading at $71 a barrel. We don't run the gas price tracker on the screen anymore for a reason, you know? I mean, it's because it's a non-story. The pool was vandalized. You keep bringing up the pool. It was vandalized by people who were so broken-brained about our politics, they went out there and vandalized the pool. It's in the court documents, which you can read yourself today. And as it relates to costs, the Republicans cut taxes. Working people all over this country got major tax refunds. We have a booming job market. We have a stock market that's up. Right now, we have an economy that's on the upswing because of Republican policies. And we've got insane Democrats winning primaries, promising socialism all over this country. Those are the facts, and that's the argument that will be carried to the election.
I think it's a good argument, and one that, again, there's got to be unity in messaging coming from the president all the way down to some of the other minions and ambassadors of the Trump agenda. I know Kristen wanted to make a point.
I do. No, I mean, he's right. There should be common sense issues that all of us, the Republicans, and then hopefully independents and moderate Democrats, if they exist, we should have more in common than we do not on the major issues. Now, Hogan was right when he mentioned there is low turnout. I mean, I was looking at the numbers this weekend from last week's primary, and right, only 19% of Republicans came out to vote out of all registered voters. And even though we were saying, Westmore, of course, got whatever it was, 88, 89% of his vote, but that was only of 24% of registered Democrats. So only 24% of registered Democrats came out. Now, Moore was basically uncontested, but there were a lot of other pretty big Democrat local, state level, local level races in different jurisdictions. So that's sort of surprising to me. Even the Democrats weren't that energized to come out. And then that leaves a whole lot. And then, of course, the independents can't vote because we do not have an open primary, and I do not want an open primary. That really will have Democrat interference in the Republican primaries. But the independents do come out to vote proportionally in the general. So it does seem like there is a large group of Marylanders that are sort of feeling disaffected. I don't know, for whatever reason. They're not energized. Maybe they don't trust the system. Maybe they don't feel represented by either side. So that is an issue. And I don't know how we answer that because it's a very fine line between, I'm very conservative, so I get nervous too when you hear, well, we have to be moderate, we have to be pragmatic. But that's because Larry Hogan ruined it. He betrayed us. So, of course, people were concerned. That was how he campaigned, and he was a wolf in sheep's clothing, and then he burned us, you know. So, all this, so while some of the stuff that Hogan cited is true, he was part of the problem. And you're right. Maybe he didn't like Dan Cox, but what other Republican has he ever liked besides Kelly Scholes? Has he ever stumped for anybody?
Beside himself.
Maybe Kelly Scholes, who we hope would just be his third term. I haven't heard him approve of anybody.
Here are the numbers. You talking about turnout?
Mm-hmm.
Republican turnout fell 41% this time around. Democrat turnout fell 39%.
That's interesting.
So you had Dan Cox getting 75,000 fewer votes than he did last time. Wes Moore got 259,000 votes less than last time. So there wasn't a lot of juice in this primary. We were running, and I knew this was going to happen because we were running ads, promos here on the station. Remember, we had a lot of folks voicing them, myself and Kim and Sean Hannity and all, trying to get people just to remind me, look, you sit home on the couch, bad things happen. And this was a bad primary election as far as turnout goes.
But I do think that tells us something about the Democrats' side. Because we always say, well, we can't beat them. There's no way we can win. But they're not juiced either. And even if they didn't feel like they needed to vote for Moore because he was uncontested, again, like in Baltimore County, there was a big county council, you know, executive race and other things going on. So while they were there voting for those races, they, assuming, would have checked Wes Moore on their ballot. So I still think there's an opportunity here.
Yeah.
For someone and something going forward.
Well, we know that there was a primary collapse on both parties here, but the Republicans needed it more and didn't get it. So, again, and who's at fault for that? Who failed to build and strengthen the Republican Party during two terms of his serving as governor? Who was that guy again? What was his name? Okay. Just saying.
Lockdown.
Lockdown Larry is who it was. All right, 7:30. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the New York Times is really very upset over pregnant MAGA women. We'll tell you about that in just
a
second.
How dare they?
All right, here's the latest. Watch out for Mama Grizzly. Maggie Hunter standing by with the news headlines.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that on March 1st, 2006, just days before the headquarters of the 1st Brigade 82nd Airborne Division completed its deployment to Afghanistan, Captain Wes Moore stood in formation at Forward Operating Base Salerno for an end-of-tour award ceremony. The brigade's commander, then Colonel Patrick J. Donahue, trooped the line presenting military medals and badges to soldiers and officers. Each award citation was read aloud by an announcer. When Donahue stopped in front of Moore, the award presented to him was not a Bronze Star Medal. It was an Army Commendation Medal, or ARCOM. And parts of Maryland are bracing for some dangerous midweek heat. High temps will reach the upper 90s and lower 90s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and the high humidity will make for a heat index of 105 to 110 degrees in some areas. Overnight temperatures are expected to be in the upper 70s or low 80s. Temperatures in the Hagerstown area are expected to hit the upper 90s and low 100s before dropping to the low 90s Saturday with a chance of thunderstorms. On the eastern shore and far western Maryland, temperatures will be in the 80s and low 90s heading into the 4th of July weekend. And Ascension St. Agnes Hospital in Baltimore has announced a contingency plan ahead of a planned one-day nurses' strike. National Nurses United has issued a notice of intent to strike from 7 a.m. on July 6th until 7 a.m. on July 7th, and St. Agnes will remain open and fully operational. Hospital officials say they have secured a full complement of highly skilled, credentialed replacement registered nurses through a staffing agency that specializes in work stoppage events. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
733 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so heads up on the Beltway. We're getting a report of a wreck that may be off to the side, but the initial report said outer loop near the JFX. Just heard the fire department say they thought it may be closer to Green Spring. So let's just call it right now between 83, the JFX, and Green Spring till we can figure it out. But we know that a medic unit is headed that way. So they're on the topside Beltway. We'll try to get a look at that as soon as we can. We had the vehicle fire about 15 minutes ago, JFX southbound at Cold Spring Lane with the fire department there. You may get an impact after Northern Parkway as you're headed south through that area. Newark and Arundel County and a problem westbound Route 32 has limited lanes right now. The accident at the intersection at 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, nice and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At some point, inconsistency becomes identity.
Yeah. Slapped out to left center. That'll find some outfield turf and get all the way to the wall.
Come on, Woody.
Ruiz in to score. Wood will be set to the plate. Throw from Henderson off the mark.
Way up the line, in fact, from Henderson. Dan Coco had the call on Nats TV. Luis Garcia Jr. was all over the Birds yesterday. That two-run double and a pair of home runs. Five driven in for Garcia as the Nats rally back for a 6-4 win over the Birds, taking the series 2-1. Home runs in the ballgame. A pair of two-run shots for Baltimore. Pete Alonso, his 20th. Jackson Holliday late to make it that 6-4 mark. Gunnar Henderson's miserable June continued yesterday. The Birds shortstop was 0-4, batting just 205 now in his last 33 games dating back to late May.
I don't even know how to describe it. One of the most frustrating things I've ever been through. I mean, it's like come in and work my butt off every day. And like you said, I mean, I know it's not a, you don't want to think about results, but it's hard not to when crap doesn't show up for so long. So it sucks. It's baseball, but yeah.
Meanwhile, preparations are being made internally within the organization. The Birds are, of course, 11 and a half actually from first place in the East, but they're 3 back in the wild card, but 5 teams in front of them. Conversation around the team turning to buying or selling at the trade deadline. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias was asked about that.
I really hope so. I mean, we're planning that way in case it's the case, but I'm going to have to look at the circumstances and what happens, and I will be doing the right thing for the franchise regardless of everything else. So, you know, we're going to have to see what the standings are and what our team's looking like at that time, but we're certainly making those preparations, and everybody in this building's in the mindset of going for it in 2026.
It'll be a defining moment for the Birds in 2026. Elsewhere in baseball, have you been following Kyle Schwarber lately?
The 30. Fly ball right center field. Going back on it is Ewing. Back toward the track to the wall. It is gone! 2-run home run, Schwarber!
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Kyle Schwarber's 30th of the year gives the Phillies a 5-4 win over the Mets. Schwarber, the fastest to 30 this year in the majors, and in his 84th game of the year, fastest Philly ever to do so. And finally, football news, and this is so obvious, it should come as no surprise. The Buffalo Bills announcing that O.J. Simpson will not be honored, among other Bills legends, at the team's new Highmark Stadium set to open this season. The organization saying that Simpson was, quote, not a fit to display inside our new stadium and family circle. The time now is 7:37 when we return talking about the creme de la creme.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
So it's interesting, Sean. We were talking last hour about the Orioles players maybe not being as good as they've been advertised to us, right? And I made the comment that every player in the major leagues is great. If they weren't, they wouldn't be there. But maybe some are better than others. And you had a texter that said, well, how do we know that every player for the Orioles is, or every player in the major leagues is great? So here are some numbers. How many kids do you think play baseball in the United States of America?
Oh, it has to be in the millions.
It is. It's about 8 million kids. How many players are there in Major League Baseball? There are 750.
Right.
25 to a roster times 30 teams, basically. We're not even talking about international.
Right, and the minor leagues.
Right, yeah. Right. But I'm talking about Dominican Republic, Venezuela, etc. So it's 0.01% make it from this country into the major
leagues. It's rarefied air, no doubt. Yeah.
You got to be great.
Which is tougher, making it in the major leagues or making it the PGA Tour?
Oh, it's got to be the PGA Tour.
That is tough.
I mean, no doubt.
Yeah.
I wonder how many kids do play golf. Now, that's an interesting thing to think about. But anyway, look, it's the creme de la creme. Now, but having said that, okay, some are better than others.
Well, there are some that get in the Hall of Fame. They're the best.
Exactly.
They're the absolute...
Barry Bonds is better than what's his name? The Mendoza line, Mario Mendoza. Right. Right? I mean, he's better. He's better, okay? But Mario Mendoza wouldn't have been a great player if he didn't make it to the Bay. He was a great player.
Right, just didn't perform up to speed here in the major leagues.
And maybe our guys aren't just that good at the end of the day.
And maybe. Maybe. Or maybe they just need a little different incentive. Who knows? By the way, have you seen the Sophie Cunningham memes?
Yes, I have.
They're a classic. The pointing of the finger.
It was all over Cunningham.
Yeah.
This whole thing with Caitlin Clark, we'll get into it another time, but it's good quite stuff. A story.
Yes, it is. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, so for the New York Slimes, pregnancy is now right-wing extremism. There is a piece that they ran recently, I used to call it the gray lady, now it's the gray female identifying as a newspaper. And they're passing this off as some kind of MAGA conspiracy that they have. The chief fashion critic, Vanessa Friedman, writing for the Slimes, saying it's called The Politics and Power of the Pregnancy Image. And in it, she wrote that three such prominent women in the MAGA movement were pregnant at pretty much the same time was indubitably a coincidence. Or maybe not. Together, the women have created a notably consistent and somewhat paradigm-shifting picture of the White House's family and fertility platform. What? Fertility platform? Wow. I thought these three lovely ladies, and they're talking about the second lady, Usha Vance, who's pregnant with her fourth child, Caroline Leavitt, who just returned from maternity leave to saw her at the Great American State Fair over the weekend. And of course, Katie Miller, Stephen Miller's pregnant wife. So you got they said this is like some kind of pernicious Handmaid's Tale style political plot promoting conservative child making frenzy in an age of declining birth rates and the collapse of the Democratic Party in the middle of that. That's the problem. They're the ones that are politicizing this thing. You know, for Caroline and for Katie and for Usha, this is what families do. The families have children and they grow their family. And we need, obviously, you know, so I'm surprised. And the next up will probably be the Trump accounts. Oh, my God, there's got to be some part of a plot. Trump secretly put in these Trump accounts to incentivize people to have children. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with bringing a child into this world? And I think the Democrats, because they've been the patron saints of abortion, that they kind of rue the day that they embrace that so feverishly, because they're not reproducing at the same rate as Christians, as evangelicals, as even MAGA, even in the Trump administration. So now they're kind of trying to smear and put some kind of stain on the wonderful miracle of life that these three women are going to be experiencing here in the next couple of months. So I just think it really is. Slate Magazine was another one. They were slammed for a disgusting op-ed on Vance's pregnancy. And the outnumbered panelists criticized the Slate op-ed on Fox, of course, that argued J.D. and Usha Vance's pregnancy is political. That was they got pregnant on purpose to help the midterms. That's the reason why. It's crazy. And of course, J.D. Vance, the vice president, was having some fun with it. He said, now we know the political... And, of course, they were making fun of her coral maternity dress. All right, the fashion critics. And Vance said, now that we know the political significance of my $8.75 coral maternity dress from Old Navy, can't wait to hear what the New York Times has to say about my elastic waistband pants and compression socks. They went on to share a screenshot of Usha Vance's Old Navy receipt. The maternity dress was marked down from $49.99 to $12.49, and she had an additional $3.74 off because she had some promo codes as well. So total, she spent on a maternity dress $8.75, and that got her a lot of disdain and criticism from the New York Slimes. They're out of it, man. They're out of ideas. They're out of solutions. When they're taking shots at pregnant women, you know. They've completely jumped the shark. All right, if you would like to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. Grab a spot online right now. Match wits with the panel. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now at 743. Traffic weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
Adam Schiff was jealous because he wanted to wear that color first. That's all I'll say about
that. That's right. I can see him in a coral maternity dress.
Because Jerry Nadler ain't going to wear it. That's for damn sure. I brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. It looked like they now have found this wreck. Outer loop right at the bridge, right over the beltway before you get to the JFX. So watch out for that if you're coming on the outer loop from 83 and you're trying to get over towards Greenspring Avenue. We thought at one point it may be closer towards Greenspring, but now definitely they're looking at it on the outer loop right there. So if you're coming over from the ramps at the Harrisburg, you're trying to get over to the JFX. From what I can see in the camera shot, they could tighten it up a little bit. It looks like they're affecting the right side of the beltway, and two of the inside lanes are getting by. The inner loop is kind of looking at it, so we're getting a delay now coming down the hill from Greenspring Avenue. JFX southbound, we had the vehicle fire near Cold Spring Lane. The fire department was there. That was still blocking the right lane. We can't see it because we don't have any cameras southbound, but be prepared after the city-county line. The new wreck in Adirondack County, very close to the Prince George's County line, Route 32 westbound at 198. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. You better do it now. It's going to be hot the rest of the week. See Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the last chance for you to join the panel here and grab a spot here to choose your fake news. We can win some WCBM merchandise. 410-922-6680 is the number, or 1-800-WCBM-680, but you got to call now in order to play the game. All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today. It's going to be warm, upper 80s. Overnight temps in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 80s. And then on Wednesday, heat, humidity, and it's going to be stifling hot going into Independence Day weekend. Right now, cloudy, 73 in Middle River, and it is 73 in Dundalk as well. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got some WCBM merchandise. We got pens. We got keys. We have some of Maggie's scrawlings and dribblings and all sorts of...
some of her keys.
I'm honored.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I'm terrified, but honored.
A lock of hair, maybe?
Well, yeah, it's getting thin now because I'm old. So I got to spare that.
A lock of old hair.
You should go see Mr. Ray in Hyattsville.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take care of you.
Cold Spring Lane.
Cold meow. All right, Helen in Towson is our contestant. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, the first fossils of a prehistoric mammal known as the North American hell pig were found in Wyoming. Scientists say they look similar to pigs. They're more closely related to whales and hippos. And yes,
wow.
The North American hell pig looks nasty.
Must have been closing time there.
Story two. A team of astronomers led by Northwestern University used the James Webb Space Telescope to discover a new planet with a salty cloud atmosphere. Like anything previously they've ever observed, the so-called pink planet, which has now been nicknamed Joy 504b after one of the scientists' favorite cast members on The View, apparently is not actually a planet, but a planetary mass companion. All right. And story three, for this Independence Day, residents of a small Massachusetts island community of Newbury are shocked to find out they cannot fly their American flags. The reason why is that the town council is trying to protect shorebirds while they frequent the beach and dune systems, and flags are getting in the way of the birds nesting. All right, story one, the North American hell pig in Wyoming. Story two, pink planet named after Joy Behar discovered. Or story three, in Massachusetts, coastal community, you can't fly your flags because of the birds. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
Two.
Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen.
I think that one is true, and I don't know about the astronomers and their science. You know, they take away old planets and they find new planets. I don't know. And for I think the fossil thing is story is true, although I question their science, too. I'm going to say number three.
All right, Kristen. Goes for story number three. Maggie.
Oh, my goodness. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with number two.
All right. Maggie goes for story number two along with Chuck. Helen, what are you thinking?
Oh, good grief. This is ridiculous.
That's
I'm
my line.
Seriously, from a planet to a prehistoric pig?
Yes.
Board, I'm going to go with a flag.
All right. That is story number three, correct? All right.
Yes.
All right. Very good, Helen. Nobody votes for story number one, the North American hell pig. Yes. Was first discovered in 1850. In Wyoming. And it's got some nasty teeth to it. Looks like a wild boar gone on steroids.
It's like Mike
Kirk. Jerky out of it.
Exactly. Story two is the pink planet named after Joy Behar of The View. And that is our fake news story of the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey. Wow, that's terrible. Thanks, guys.
I forgot which one did she pick.
She picked three.
That's right.
The flag story.
All right, Helen, thanks for playing the game. Appreciate that. I forgot to write
Chuck,
it down.
We double teamed.
Yes, you have a great day. Chuck, again.
Congratulations.
Hello.
Well, and Maggie.
Thank you.
All right.
It's rare. I need, you know.
You've been on a tear of late.
What's that?
You've been on a tear of late.
Yeah.
You've been hot.
Yeah, darn straight.
Right.
I'm hot.
Flag it.
Flag it. Flag it.
Congratulations. You can pick up your prize at the end of the work day.
Die.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. 7:50.
Flag that.
If you're not ready for the Independence Day in your backyard, head over to Town Appliance and Owings Mills right now. If you want to be the best outdoor griller with top brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox, perfect for upgrading your backyard, your Oasis, you can get it just in time for Independence Day. Right now, Town Appliance, they have over 70 brands, and both mayors will help you find the perfect fit while keeping you on or under budget. So take advantage of their flexible financing. They got a lot of options there. Town Appliance is your amazing summer grill headquarters, and again, for Independence Day. And all you have to do is visit townappliance.com, or you can go over to Town Appliance in person right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. And make sure you tell them that I told you to call or that I sent you into Town Appliance.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Yes, I can tell you right now that Chuck's been Googling the North American hell pig or whatever in the last couple minutes. 7:53, traffic, weather on the threes, and Lugnuts Johnson's got the update.
Well, you know, if you put a dress on him, you might be able to
exactly
take him out somewhere. I've seen worse. Oh, there we go. There we go. What was the name of the pig on Green Acres?
That's a trick question.
Eva Gabor.
That's right.
All right, don't send me any letters or anything. Just cut it out. The outer loop, it looks like this wreck right before the JFX may have cleared from the roadway, but still there, possibly on the shoulder. It's just out of camera range on the outer loop. But we're backed up towards the ramp at Charles Street. That means 83 southbound joining the outer loop. We'll have a delay there as well. But it looks like we're moving some more lanes now coming by that accident scene. JFX, you're backed up before the city-county line coming south from Ruxton Road. That culprit was a vehicle fire southbound at Cold Spring Lane. And if you're traveling in Adirondack County, they're still working on the wreck at Route 32 at Route 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the upper 80s, upper 60s for the low tonight, pretty much the same for tomorrow, and things are going to start heating up on Wednesday as we get into Independence Day weekend. It is going to be a very hot one, very humid. And it's right now cloudy, 73 in Annapolis, 72 in Ellicott City. Prior to this weekend, we had two rowdy, boisterous weekends with gunfire and public drinking, fighting, and so on and so forth in Fells Point. And this Sail 250 was in town. I think that's the reason why there was a heavy police presence. You do not want to... You know, for the people who live here on a regular basis, okay, yeah, we throw you a few cops here or there. But when the tourists are coming to town, we got to roll out the red carpet. So that's why I think there was a heavier police presence. But they also did change the rules as well. Ron Furman, he owns Max's Tap House in Fells Point. He said that he talks here about the plan they've come up with. And the plan is the new safety plan. Includes a curfew requiring children under the age of 14 to be accompanied by an adult beginning at 9 p.m. Teens ages 14 to 17 have to have an adult with them after 11 p.m. Officials also said officers are conducting ID checks throughout the neighborhood to see if people are engaged in underage drinking. Here's Ron Furman on the plan.
Is it sustainable for the long run? No, I don't think so. But we'll see what the city has to offer. They say that they've got a plan going forward, and we're looking forward to seeing the plan.
Yeah, and I just to share that plan with you. And Furman said, look, it did make a big difference this past weekend.
This weekend was a little different because we had extra security and extra police, and we had fencing around the whole area, and you had to be over 18, excuse me, to get in here unless you had a parent or guardian with you. And if you came up and you were drinking in public, they'd either make you pour it out to get in here or you couldn't come in. So it was a big difference.
Well, I wouldn't think you're coming into a tap house unless you can are of legal age. You're not gonna let a 14 to 17 year old in there. So I'm sure they're checking IDs at the door. One Baltimore artist said, as far as the new rules, if it leads people to feel being safe, then he's in favor.
Now, if that's going to make people feel safe because it look like it, you know what I mean? Because if you got like 80 cops out here, if that make them feel safe, then let's do that, though.
So the big question here is whether this, the new level of enforcement, these new rules, whether they will be as strictly enforced this weekend as they were last weekend during the Sail 250 Maryland festivities. We will see. Hopefully BPD will increase their patrols and they will remain in place throughout the summer as, again, it's been, for people who live there and work there, it's been a real tough start of the summer so far in Fells Point. And by the way, the guest splasher, Heidi N. Closet, who we told you about on Friday, was there and after the game, took a shot at the Trump administration just to put a little political emphasis on the whole thing.
Especially during this administration, we've seen how so many things have been rolled back, DEI, and so many different things. And we've seen companies step away from queer community. And it's beautiful to see an organization like the Orioles say, like, no, we're going to continue standing with them, even when it was so easy to turn your back. So thank you, Orioles.
Yeah. So there were, I know I was reading some of the X posts. Most of the people on social media were not in favor of the Orioles doing it, especially those who were taking young children to the game. There were a few that were lauding the fact that there were, what, I think attendance here was like 26 to 29,000, something like that, Friday night. And they're saying, see, it just proves once again that there is a lot of pride again, alternative lifestyles, and that's why so many people showed up. Maybe it's just, you know, it's a Friday night game, you know, and they're playing the Nats. Maybe some of them came from D.C., too. So unless you're doing a seat-by-seat poll, I would I would take it in. But a lot of folks I read on social media saying, I'm not attending any games in June. I'll go back to the stadium in July when things are safe again. All right, coming up next, Wes Morton did not get a Bronze Star in spite of him putting it on a White House fellow application.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Property is lost along with at least four lives as torrential rains bring devastating flooding to a wide swath of Kentucky where Governor Andy Beshear has issued an emergency declaration. Flooding in Tennessee as well has claimed at least one life in that state. The East is bracing for dangerously high temperatures this week extending on into the holiday weekend. Three firefighters are dead, two others injured, battling massive wildfires burning along the Colorado-Utah border. The U.S. and Iran reportedly agreeing to stand down after exchanging fire over the past few days.
This back-and-forth violence stems from disagreements over the Strait of Hormuz. That's the strategic waterway used to transport oil from the Persian Gulf to international markets. The U.S. says that under the interim deal, the strait is supposed to be open to international shipping. Iran closed the strait during the war, and it's trying to retain some control there as leverage in these ongoing ceasefire talks.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman, the earthquake death toll in Venezuela now tops 1,400. Thousands still unaccounted for as search, rescue, and recovery crews continue their work amid the rubble.
The walls outside hospitals in Caracas are slowly filling up with pictures of the missing. By the hour, families stack up more photos, desperately looking for information about their loved ones. The morgue in the capital is overwhelmed, and as more bodies are brought in, there is simply not enough space to store them, even until they can be identified and returned.
The BBC's Yoket Lamaye, SRN News, and our parent company Salem Media, partnering with Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor to rush emergency aid to victims of the tragedy. Listeners wanting to help can find an online banner at the top of our website, srnnews.com. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 277 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 358. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, a couple of areas getting better now. The wreck that was on the outer loop of the Beltway near the JFX was off the roadway now, so even the backup that was over at 83 is beginning to clear. It might still be bunched up a little bit right there on the bottom end of 83, taking the ramp to the outer loop, but it is getting better. And the vehicle fire apparently now has been cleared as well, at least to the shoulder, southbound JFX at Cold Spring Lane. We were backed up to between Northern Parkway and Ruxton Road. That area now has cleared. They're still working on the wreck, and it's a problem at Route 32 at Route 198, very close to the Anne Arundel County and the Prince George's County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, nice and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Pikesville and 71 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Bel Air police are looking for the suspects accused of grabbing a child by the neck on Saturday afternoon. The alleged assault happened in the area of Major's Choice Drive and Grayson Square, and the suspect fled when the girl began to scream. Residents are asked to review their home surveillance or doorbell camera footage from Saturday between 4:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. Police say to look for any suspicious person, vehicle, or activity near the pond on Major's Choice Drive near Moores Mill Road. Police say to check for images of a gray or white SUV or a man who may be wearing a baseball cap. And Ascension St. Agnes Hospital in Baltimore has announced a contingency plan ahead of a planned one-day nurses' strike. National Nurses United has issued a notice of intent to strike from 7 a.m. on July 6th from till 7 a.m. on July 7th. And St. Agnes will remain open and fully operational. Hospital officials say they've secured a full complement of highly skilled, credentialed replacement registered nurses through a staffing agency that specializes in work stoppage events. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 332. The pick four, 3279. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tuna from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the O's came into yesterday's game with a favorable pitching matchup, but wasted it in a 6-4 loss to the Nats.
Bad day. Didn't really swing and miss at anything. Didn't really chase out of the zone, and I wasn't really in the zone.
That was Kyle Bradish, allowing only one hit in four innings pitched yesterday, but five walks did him in, including two with two outs in the third that led to a three-run Nats rally as the Birds drop another series at home. The error by Kobe Mayo in the third didn't help matters either. Meanwhile, with the Birds now just 1.5 games out of the cellar in the American League East and the season slowly slipping away, President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias was asked, in his opinion, what would, at this point, constitute a successful season.
We want to make the playoffs. That's the game
gateway to winning championships. I mean, winning a division title is great, but, you know, right now we're not even in the wild card. So I think that's step one, is to get ourselves into the, you know, the wild card position. And I think if we get into the playoffs and have a good playoff run, we'll feel very good about this season. You know,
it's just that right now all of that is hard to imagine. Meanwhile, there's no shortage of opinions on the controversy surrounding the WNBA's handling of the on-court physical abuse that star player Caitlin Clark is being subject to. National talk show host and former Maryland quarterback Boomer Esiason with his take.
If I were Caitlin Clark, I would seriously consider going to play overseas somewhere and get the royal treatment and get real money.
From the Saudis?
From somewhere. I mean, there's
international. She can't go to the Saudis.
Well, she can't go to the Russians either, as we saw that, you know, Brittany Griner got stuck there.
She did. Well, yeah, in jail.
Right. So,
well, here are the numbers. Clark makes $528,000 base salary with Indiana and $16 million annually from her endorsements. Top players overseas make in the $1.5 million range, and sports business executives say her endorsement potential could double to over $30 million if she played overseas. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL is a family business, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So, in a series of investigative reports by Sinclair Broadcasting, spotlight on Maryland investigative reporter and career Army veteran Drew Sullins. The most recent installation in the Baltimore Sun yesterday is a real eye-opener. And while this is not under oath in any court of law, it appears to me, reading of this article and the conclusions that have been reached by Mr. Sullins and the people that he interviewed, that first off, I want to preface the remarks by saying Westmore did indeed serve his country in uniform in Afghanistan. And that should not be diminished, because anyone that chooses to serve should be applauded. That being said, however, it's what he did after his deployment. It's what he did after he left that has caused allegations of stolen valor and outright lies about his service. According to a photograph that Drew Sullins and Sinclair obtained in March of 2006, before the 82nd Airborne completed its deployment to Afghanistan, Captain Westmore stood in formation at Forward Operating Base Salerno for an end-of-tour award ceremony. Then Colonel Patrick Donahue trooped the line, presenting military medals and badges to soldiers. When Donahue stopped in front of Moore, the award presented to him was not a Bronze Star medal, as Moore has claimed. It was an Army Commendation Medal, or an ARCOM. The photograph provided to Spotlight on Maryland by retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Gotchling, Moore's first-line supervisor during the deployment, shows him standing in formation with the medal pinned to his desert uniform. Again, the picture clearly shows that Moore receiving an ARCOM, not a Bronze Star, says Gotchling. But Wes Moore has repeatedly either claimed that he received the Bronze Star or has denied or refused to correct others when he said, or they said, he got a Bronze Star. On his White House Fellows application, the selection committee said that he received a Bronze Star and intentionally was allowed to stand publicly for nearly two decades without a single correction made by Wes Moore. Not one. Knowing that he didn't get it, which was confirmed in an August 24th article in the New York Times. Wes Moore said, and I quote, "Towards the end of my deployment, I was disappointed to learn that I had not received the Bronze Star. End of quote. Well, then why'd you put it on the White House Fellow application if you knew you didn't receive it? There is an admission on his part he didn't get it. He said he did. Now, the where it gets money is somebody told him, maybe his buddy Fenzel. Oh, you're going to get it. The paperwork just got lost. Or, you know, paper shuffling, whatever. You're going to get it. Just put it down because you're going to get it. But that's not the way things are supposed to happen. According to this retired Lieutenant Colonel Sorgum, more about this. And not only did he lie about the Bronze Star, he lied about leading troops directly into combat. He lied about knowing Sergeant Toby Meister. Again, it's a very disturbing pattern. And when you're claiming a Bronze Star that you did not get or should not have gotten or received, that is a form of stolen valor. So more on this coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel. It's reportedly a broken down vehicle in the tunnel southbound on 895 in the right lane. As you're coming in to the tunnel itself, you'll see the red X in the right lane. And right now it's a single lane there, one traffic lane getting by, but we're very quickly backed up towards Urban Avenue and Pulaski Highway again on 895 southbound. Single lane right now going into the tunnel. That will send some traffic over to 95 south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So start to watch for that. That had pretty much cleared out, but we'll pick up some of the overflow traffic now on 95 on the southbound side. If you're out in Catonsville right now, new wreck there reported. I think this is outside the Beltway, 1300 block of Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs will be in the upper 80s. And right now, we are at 72 under cloudy skies in downtown Baltimore. From the birthplace, Fort McHenry, of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday this week. America 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. As we inch closer and closer now to our 250th birthday, it was on this day, June the 29th, 1776, Ed Rutledge, one of South Carolina's representatives to the Continental Congress in Philadelphia, expresses his reluctance to declare independence from Britain in a letter to the like-minded John Jay of New York. Contrary to the majority of his congressional colleagues, Rutledge advocated patience with regards to declaring independence. In a letter to Jay, one of New York's representatives who was similarly disinclined to rush a declaration and was on the business in New York during the independence debates, Rutledge worried whether moderates like himself and John Jay could effectually oppose that resolution for independence. He further wrote, quote, "The Congress sat till 7 o'clock this evening in consequence of a motion R.H. Lee's resolving ourselves free and independent states. The sensible part of the House opposed the motion. They saw no wisdom in a declaration of independence, nor any other purpose to be answered by it. No reason could be assigned for pressing into this measure but the reason of every madman and a show of our spirit." End of quote. Well, Rutledge and his brother John both studied law in London, and then they set up their practices in Charleston, South Carolina, and in both his brother, and he served as governor. Neither Rutledge brother was eager at that point to sever ties with the Great Britain, but it fell to Edward to sign the Declaration of Independence and create the appearance of unanimity to strengthen the patriot stand. And at age 26, remember, they pledged their fortunes, their lives, and their sacred honor. At age 26, Ed Rutledge was the youngest American to literally risk his neck by signing the document. And but it was on this day, back in 1776, that he initially opposed it. But then, of course, others were able to convince him. And next week, we're going to start meeting all the signers, because I don't think they get enough credit, the signers of the Declaration of Independence. So we're going to name them one by one, so you can get a chance to get a little glimpse into their lives and what they actually risked. And some of them did sacrifice a lot in signing that Declaration of Independence. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
So it seems to me the problem here is that Westmore's friend, Michael Fenzel, who was played on the Hopkins football team with him, and he was, of course, his friend and mentor. And he was the one who arranged Moore's deployment to Afghanistan. I think he led the effort with the Army to orchestrate this retroactive Bronze Star in 2024. But Fenzel, who was a lieutenant colonel in 2006, has made inconsistent statements supporting the claim that the paperwork for the Bronze Star has been lost and that Moore should have departed Afghanistan with the award. Fenzel claimed he saw a fully approved Bronze Star application, a DA Form 638 recommendation for award for Westmore, although he had never seen it signed by the appropriate individuals, and then it was never processed. Fenzel later, however, gave a different account to U.S. Marine veteran and author Rye Barcott in his book Courage Can Save Us, claiming Moore's Bronze Star had been approved by verbal orders confirmation, or VOCO, in the military lingo. Army awards are not approved by voice communication. Under federal law and Army regulation, an award does not legally exist until an official written permanent order is published and signed by an authorized approving authority. If Moore's Bronze Star packet had been fully approved, why was he standing in formation receiving an ARCOM? If the Bronze Star had been approved by verbal order, which it couldn't have been, why was an ARCOM pinned to his uniform at the brigade's end-of-tour award ceremony? If Moore really was to receive a Bronze Star, why didn't Fenzel, as the brigade's deputy commander, do something to fix it before the ARCOM was presented? And Sullins, in his article, says one of two things could have happened. Moore was submitted for an ARCOM as his end-of-tour award, and it was approved by Donahue, the brigade commander. Or Moore was submitted for a Bronze Star, and the recommendation was disapproved and downgraded to an ARCOM by higher headquarters. And that's what I think likely happened in this particular case. Despite claims about a lost Bronze Star approval, now appears the award paperwork that went missing from Moore's official military personnel file was not for a Bronze Star at all, but it was for the Army recommendation, commendation. So more coming up, including his false memory of Toby Meister here on Casey and Company. You're listening to WCBM. And you can give us a call, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. And again, Victoria, what is the inspiration for Harmony Park?
Thank you for asking. So Lorien thought about having a memory care program for quite a long time. And we never really felt that there was a model that spoke to the company. So when I first started at Harmony Hall, I noticed that there were quite a few residents who would really benefit from a memory care program. And so I spoke with the CEO about it, and we decided that what would make sense for our community was to really make it feel like a memory care program that was in harmony with the rest of the building.
Makes sense.
So with that being said, we changed the entire third floor to look like an outdoor park space. And we have a very unique security system, as it actually allows the residents who are safe to do so to leave the memory care neighborhood and go to programs in other parts of the building. This makes it feel like we haven't necessarily locked up residents, as you hear in some other places, that we actually just have some provisions in place to keep them safer throughout their day, so that way they can navigate it a little bit better. So we have security features on the actual neighborhood itself, and we have them at each of our exits throughout the building, so that way if someone does come down from Harmony Park, we know if they're going towards the exit in another section of our community.
Now, safety and security also in dealing with people that are living in memory care is of utmost priority, as you well know. So if you want more information about Harmony Park and Lorien Harmony Hall and their very unique design, it's innovative, then log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
823 traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the stoppage has been cleared from the right lane on 895 just in the last 4 or 5 minutes. So now we have both lanes moving. That's the good news. The bad news is it's still jammed up, and it's still backed up to at least Pulaski Highway from the southbound side all the way through the tunnel. I just looked to see if everybody was still coming out on the south end and going down towards Child Street to the toll plaza. They are, but right now there's not a lot of traffic moving into the tunnel again, so they may be making an adjustment on one of the vehicles there, or it's just that all this traffic has to clear itself out. So they're going to start looking again just to make sure there's not another problem in the tunnel southbound. And now it looks like one of the guys is going to come in and check it out with a marked vehicle just going in into the right lane southbound on 895. We didn't get a lot of overflow traffic at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but it is a little bit slow from O'Donnell Street. But you have four lanes there, so that makes that just a little bit better through there. The wreck in Catonsville, very close to Frederick Road at Rolling Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Sunny and warm today, upper 80s right now. It is 73 in Bel Air. And Drew Sullins, Spotlight on Maryland, this article in the Baltimore Sun yesterday, really problematic for Westmore. And why do I cover this? Because I think if you're caught in a lie in the military about your records, about your awards, and this series of embellishments, then I think it casts great doubt on you telling the truth as a politician, as a governor. For instance, when you say no one left behind, do you really mean that, or is that just another embellishment? Is that just another empty promise? And this goes to character. And according to the retired career officer, Gotchling, he said when Moore left, well, what happened after his deployment, the Bronze Star claim, his descriptions of leading soldiers in combat, his accounts of being constantly outside the wire, his public discussions of PTSD, and what Gotchling views as Moore's use of the death of First Sergeant Toby Meister to advance this Afghanistan narrative. Here's the quote. This is the quote that you take away from this whole article. Quote, "I think he is a fraud." End of quote. Misrepresenting his military service, he said, "Stolen valor is a real thing." He could have walked away and said, "I served my country. I was in a combat zone." But when you use it for financial benefit, writing a book, or political benefit, and you embellish, it minimizes the people who actually did those things, said Gotchling. Moore claimed in his 2015 book, The Work, My Search for Life That Matters, and again, another book, Courage Can Save Us, that on the day that Sergeant Meister was killed, he'd helped coordinate support for Meister and his provincial reconstruction team, assisting with their convoy route. Moore's account suggested that Meister's death had a significant impact on him because of their friendship, because Moore had helped support the PR team's movement all that day. There's only one major problem with that account. On the day that Meister was killed, Moore was in the U.S. on emergency leave following the death of his grandfather. Gotchling confirmed that there was no plausible way Westmore could have known Toby Meister. Meister, by all accounts, was a beloved soldier and standout member of the Army Reserve, once winning the Army Reserve's Drill Sergeant of the Year. Gotchling said it was highly unlikely that Moore would have coordinated route support for Meister's team. And under no scenario would a junior brigade staff officer give tactical advice to a PRT about route security. The day that Meister was killed, Army Lieutenant Colonel Pete Munster, now retired, confirmed to Spotlight that his team never received support from Westmore, did not know who he was, and that Meister did not know Westmore, and yet Westmore wrote about his envisioning his friend Toby Meister in his grandfather's casket, and that would be 10 days before he was killed. So Moore didn't even know he was dead at the time. Moore also wrote, as a soldier, you never forget the first time you get shot at. A sudden stunning commotion engulfs you, the sound of shells buzzing past your ears, a flurry of divots leaping out of the earth around your feet. It's a dramatic, action-packed story that never happened. So, again, he did serve, and we applaud his service to the country, but he embellished a lot of about his time. And one of the reasons why he didn't get nominated for the Bronze Star is you got to serve a full year in theater. He was only there a half a year, five months and some odd weeks, I think. So that's another reason why he was not recommended or approved for a Bronze Star. Yet, he said he got one. Now, two questions. How'd that happen? And again, who pulled strings to get him the retroactive Bronze Star? Was it President Biden? Was it then the then Secretary of Defense? Was it a member of Congress here in Maryland? Inquiring minds would like to know. Law Offices Michael A. Freeman, there for you 24-7. Should you ever need them, serious accidents resulting in serious injury require serious legal representation. Michael and his firm, they're the best because you know exactly who you're going to get. It's not a big law firm where you get the lawyer du jour. You get Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Freeman, and they work tirelessly to represent you from soup to nuts all the way through. And your recovery is priority number one. So hopefully you never, ever, ever need them, but they're there if you do. Law Offices Michael A. Freeman. Check them out online, maflaw.com. They've certainly helped a number of my immediate family. They've helped WCBM family members as well, and I know they will help you too. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A 19-year-old Anne Arundel County man has been sentenced to life in prison for the 2025 murder of a Davidsonville Garden Center owner. In March, Jonah Poole pleaded guilty to killing 67-year-old Stephen Koza, who was the owner of Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center. Koza was found dead in a pickup that had been set on fire in the parking lot of the business. During Friday's sentencing, the judge ordered Poole to forfeit about more than $200,000 that was stolen from Koza, along with the truck he purchased with the stolen funds. Poole's girlfriend, Kylie Dakes, is also charged with murder, and her trial is expected to begin in December. And Baltimore police have seized more than 950 firearms since the start of 2026, with several being taken off the streets in the last 4 days. Officers continue their efforts to arrest people responsible for city violence, police said. And with thousands of people flocking to Baltimore's waterfront for Sale 250, officers lined nearly every block Friday night after weeks of violence and disorder raised concerns about public safety. The heavy police presence comes after city leaders promised a new strategy for one of Baltimore's busiest weekends of the year. And more than 200 dirt bike riders were dangerously riding near a hip-hop fish and chicken in North Baltimore Sunday night. Baltimore police said around 7:19 on June 28th, officers were called to the 3100 block of Reisterstown Road, located in the city's Liberty Square neighborhood, for dirt bike activity. When officers arrived, they found more than 200 dirt bike riders riding dangerously, according to authorities. As police approached the group, the dirt bikers started to surround the officers. In response, more officers were dispatched to the area, police said, and Fox 45 crews could hear and see Foxtrot, Baltimore's police helicopter, hovering above the area. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so we had the stoppage in the Old Harbor Tunnel at about 8:10. That is gone now. The pace has actually improved a little bit, but we're still backed up to at least the Erdman Avenue ramp and back towards Pulaski Highway. A lot of that overflow traffic went over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and now that delay begins before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Right now, 15 to 20-minute delays as it stands, with the lanes moving again, but slow, 15 to 20-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, nice, and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, you may not know it from the schedule, but there's no breather tonight for the Birds as the surging Chicago White Sox come to town, a team that lost 223 games over the last 2 years, literally the laughingstock of the league back in 2024. But they come to town tonight with a 43-39 record on the year, tied for first with Cleveland in the AL Central. Shane Boz takes the hill for Baltimore opposite Sean Burke at 6:35. And a sidebar, a saving grace here perhaps, the White Sox are 15-25 on the road this year. That is sixth worst in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, a lot of talk bandied about on the level of involvement of the O's front office in on-field day-to-day baseball decisions, usually left to the manager and his coaching staff. Mike Elias was asked about it over the weekend.
So in terms of the input, I have no input on the lineup. Our front office doesn't either, unless we're asked for it, which we work very collaboratively with Craig and his staff, and they will ask, but other than that, we don't get involved in.
Meanwhile, for all the teeth gnashing about the Orioles in Baltimore, how do you think Blue Jays fans are feeling about their team in Toronto?
Oh, putting one in play and getting a run home, and this wild pitch to the backstop. Kelvin Grounds
was on Sportsnet Canada. Jarrett Kelnick scoring all the way from second base on a wild pitch, giving the Rangers a 3-2 win yesterday and a four-game weekend sweep of the defending AL champs, and that was on the road in Toronto. Elsewhere, golf's not over from the weekend.
Yes! Scheffler again walks it in.
Was to the chance of USA. Scotty Scheffler's 8-foot putt for par on 18 ties Norway's Victor Hovland at 21 under for the tournament. The Travelers Championship continues with sudden death golf this morning at 9 a.m. On this day in sports history, we take you back 44 years ago to the day, June 29th, 1984. Montreal Expos infielder Pete Rose plays in record 3,309th MLB game. Surpassing Carl Yastrzemski of the Red Sox, Rose would play in 3,562 before it was all said and done, and that is still an MLB record. And it was on this day in 1990 that Major League Baseball was stunned by two no-hitters on the same day, one in each league for the first time in history. The A's Dave Stewart no-hits the Blue Jays, and the Dodgers' Fernando Valenzuela does the same to St. Louis. And finally, happy heavenly birthday today to the MLB owner who sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees. Talking about the reviled in Boston Harry Frazee, born on this day in 1880, Frazee sold the Babe for a then record $100,000 in cash and a $300,000 loan to pay off the mortgage on Fenway Park and to finance the Broadway musical No No Nanette. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's all about selective reporting.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
So, funny story. Yesterday, I am working out while the Orioles are playing.
Mm-hmm.
About 1:30 in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. And so I'm listening on the radio. I've got my, you know, phone.
Right.
And Adley Rutschman is up in the first inning. Hits a bloop single, just coming off the IL from the concussion. And the announcer was saying what a great offensive season Adley Rutschman is having this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I get a text from a friend of mine, literally 1 minute later, who says, hey, watching the game on Nats TV, the broadcaster just said that Adley Rutschman was 1 for his last 18 and 4 for his last 29.
Right.
So it's all about who's giving you the information.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
Is it the Oreo guy or is it the other guy?
I saw an article over the weekend saying that they should he be traded at the trading deadline.
It's a big topic of discussion right now. I've got the sound. We'll play it tomorrow, perhaps. Mike Elias saying, no, that's not happening. Right. He's going to be here.
Would you trade him?
Forever. I would not trade him at this point, no.
Right.
I think the jury is still
Wouldn't get much for him.
He doesn't have value
right now. Right.
And you're not going to entrust your catching situation to Sam Bisaccia. I think this dual catcher is a good idea.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. A couple of things that were revealed over the weekend. First off, on the America 250 celebration, 10 states decided not to send representatives to the Great American State Fair. Actually, 12. 10 of which are blue states. And allegedly, they don't have the money and it's not in their budget. Oh, come on. Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, Rhode Island, U.S. Virgin Islands. It's all about politics. They again, Trump derangement syndrome, they're putting politics over the celebration of America's 250th birthday. So sad to see that there, some people are just so affected by that. The other is that on Friday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Health and Human Services Secretary, along with Dr. Oz over at CMS, I saw this and I said, you got to be kidding me. The massive amount of fraud that they are uncovering right now in America, especially in healthcare. We know about the hospice care fraud in Los Angeles, but I want to talk about the Obamacare fraud. And there are, according to Kennedy and Oz, over 1 million fraudulent Obamacare recipients. I don't even know if they're getting the money or getting the health care benefits, but there are 1 million fraudulent accounts. Here's what they told us on Friday.
Today, Dr. Oz and I are exposing one of the latest examples of fraud that we've uncovered. More than 1 million people enrolled in Obamacare without Social Security numbers on file. That is a glaring warning sign of fraud. If even a single person was on Obamacare with no the Social Security number, we should have found out. Why are we paying people who we don't know if they actually exist?
Shady insurance agents and other bad actors have been getting paid to enroll unsuspecting Americans in health plans they never signed up for. These rogue agents have been flooding into healthcare.gov. That's the Obamacare marketplace. They submit applications for fake people, enroll stolen identities, all to collect millions of dollars in improper fees from insurance companies for selling plans they never legitimately sold. Some of these agents refuse to follow basic rules, like providing their clients Social Security number. That, my friends, is a huge red flag.
These fraudsters deliberately pick plans with no premiums. No premiums means no bill. No bill means most people never know that they've been enrolled in a plan that you and I are paying for with our taxpayer dollars. The only people who benefit are the fraudsters.
Yeah. And 1 million. Imagine the money that could be saved here. Again, I've often said that no government program even gets launched before people have already figured out how to defraud it. And that's clearly the case with Obamacare. Second up is Ohio Rhino. Mike DeWine caught in a big lie as he was defending the large number of Haitian immigrants living in his state on temporary protected status. He was obviously opposed to the Supreme Court decision last week that, I don't know what these people don't understand about temporary. Temporary means just that. They're here temporary, just at a moment in time. Does not mean forever. Does not mean permanent. It's temporary. But apparently DeWine isn't smart enough to figure that out.
But the other point is it is not in the United States' interest, certainly not in Ohio's interest, to have people who are working every single day, who are supporting a family, who are buying houses, fixing up old houses, starting businesses, and then put deep roots in this country and really are contributing and yank them out.
Yeah, well, liberal Republican Mike DeWine doesn't tell you the whole truth. The truth here is that while there may be some that are working hard, in health care or construction or whatever, nearly 50% of Haitians and Syrians under TPS are on federal welfare. And he knows it because his state has to report that as well. 50%, nearly half. Again, that's the big lie. That Mike DeWine forgot to tell you the rest of. 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right, looking at the camera at the construction zone here in Harford County at 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker. A lot of construction there on both sides of the roadway. Every once in a while, get a little bit of a slow pocket right there just because of the equipment nearby the road. So heads up for that, both north and southbound. Slow recovery now is underway. Getting better going into both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 now has moved down below the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 is still right at O'Donnell Street, but definitely getting better from an earlier stoppage, which was about 25 minutes ago now, going into the old Harbor Tunnel. Last check on the west side, outer loop of the Beltway. We still had some slowing in that area. I'm getting over to the camera right now. Looks like the outer loop is still a bit slow yet right here, still sluggish between I-70 and Route 40, and then getting better after the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and warm today, upper 80s, overnight temps in the upper 60s. And right now we're looking at partly cloudy and 74 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, over the weekend in Nashville, country music royalty all gathered together to honor one of the great country performers of our time, Alan Jackson, who's been battling a rare health problem over the last 15 years, which is causing him to lose his balance and is making it difficult to him perform, announced his last live concert and show in Nashville. He brought his touring career to an end. Over the weekend, there were a ton of big moments, and it's going to be seen. I think it was somebody is going to have it on a documentary, so you get a chance to see it. But one of the big moments, including his performance with another legendary country music icon, George Strait.
Oh, hey, you wouldn't have a chance on today's radio since they committed.
Alan Jackson has performed for 37 years, 35 number one hits, 50 top 10 singles, 75 million records sold worldwide, 16 CMAs, 17 ACMs, and he entered the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2017. You might remember the song, Where Were You, on 9/11. That was one of his all-time great songs. But 37 years, and he'll still be around doing some stuff, but just not live on stage anymore. And so thanks for all the years of wonderful country music to Alan Jackson. And you can see that, I'm sure. I'll get the channel that's going to air the documentary and share that with you in a minute. But just an incredible performer, and what a great career. And that is our feel-good news segment of the day. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of... Did you see the Left breakdown? Carrie Underwood, speaking of country music, I saw this over the weekend. She has a big piece of land in Tennessee. And on her land, she's very proud to be an American. Remember, she performed at President Trump's, I think, inaugural. It was indoors. And remember, the mic went out at one point, and she sang it a cappella and had the folks chip in. Anyway, the 43-year-old country singer decided to decorate her entire property with American flags. And went on for miles. If you see the video, there must have been at least 3 or 4 miles. Of a car, and you can see just the camera outside, and on these flags are just on about every foot or so on the fence post. It's just an amazing. I haven't seen that many flags. I guess the only place I've ever seen that many flags is Arlington National Cemetery, to tell you the truth. And the left is they're having a meltdown. They are just slamming her. Now you're MAGA. Why? Why? Because you're proud to be an American? Because you're proud of your country? That automatically makes you MAGA? I think most of us are, but still. But they were using it as a pejorative. And again, I take it, Carrie. Look, she's just been great. And she said, after posting it, she had a patriotic video telling fans, "I can't believe I get to live here." Others said, "I feel the same way. Thank you for bringing us here. Beautiful and patriotically stunning. So proud." So, again, we did the story earlier this morning when vast majority of Democrats not proud of their country. Vast majority of Democrats want to leave the country and live somewhere else. Why? Because Donald Trump's president? I didn't like Joe Biden. I didn't like Barack Obama's politics. But I would never stop loving my country. It hurts me what they did to the country, what they were trying to do to the country, but I would never leave it. I would never choose to live anywhere else. It's the greatest country in the world, with the greatest document in the world, the Constitution of the United States. And we're celebrating our independence for the 250th year this year. It's so tragic. It is so sad that you've been infected by this form of political, I don't even know what to call it. It's poison. Is what it is. I think it's dividing America. I think it's dividing the country. Now we're watching the Democrat Party, a once great party, implode from within, from Marxist, communist, socialist, all of the above. But kudos to Carrie Underwood. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I want to tell you about low testosterone. Could be a problem for a lot of men. It just doesn't affect libido. It can quietly drain your energy, your endurance, and confidence before most men realize even what's happening. You start feeling it everywhere in the gym, on the stairs, even how you move throughout the day. That's why Rescue created two powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality, both available right now during Men's Health Month with buy one, get two more completely free. Buy one, get two free. Prime RX promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, and strength, and focus. While ActiFlex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery, so movement and performance feel natural again. It's great if you're working out, feel a little bit sore the next day. ActiFlex helps get you through that sudden onset muscle soreness. So go to res-q.com and use the code FEELSTRONG to buy one bottle of Prime RX or ActiFlex. Get two more free or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Again, that coupon code is FEELSTRONG.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So coming up, another big week for our Supreme Court. I understand some opinions are going to be handed down today. We're not sure which ones. Some of the big ones are the presidential authority, whether or not he could fire somebody off the Federal Reserve. That one is still, I think there's eight left, if I'm not mistaken. And so it could be today or tomorrow will be done. Or they might hold it until they're getting out of Dodge on the birthright citizenship case. And I keep, people ask me, what I don't think it's going to go our way. And the only reason why I say that, I think they're going to want to change that by amendment. Since it is the 14th Amendment, I don't think the Supreme Court, especially with Chief Justice Roberts presiding, I don't think he's going to undo an amendment with a Supreme Court ruling. I think they'll recommend that it has to be done by an act of Congress and then go through that amendment process. I do think Election Day is going to go our way. And we'll see on presidential authority what happens there. It's 8:53. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
My new book, I just decided to write. It's going to be a tree has fallen in Parkville.
And what happened then?
Blocking the ramp.
Oh,
from Hartford
okay.
Road to the outer loop.
Really?
Yes, just fell right across the ramp.
Did anybody hear
it? Sitting there now. No cars involved that I can see. Let me just look over here.
It's a good thing it's not raining.
I don't know whether or not, who knows? This came from one of the storms the other day, whatever. But it's across the ramp. If you're coming down Hartford Road south, trying to get onto the Beltway to go west, that ramp is blocked. The right lane on the outer loop is also blocked there. So the one of the wreckers now just pulled up there to block the right lane. And now one of the guys with the saws just pulled up. So it won't be too long. They'll cut it up and move it off to the side. Outer loop at the ramp at Hartford Road. Still slow coming down the west side from Liberty Road through Frederick Road, and then that gets better down the hill. Still some late backing in both the tunnels. We're still at least 10 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, with delays southbound 895 and also into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, I promise you the Alan Jackson, the last show, will be shown on NBC later this year. So it was live streamed over the weekend, but in case you missed it, and it was a really good show, it'll be shown later this year on NBC. It's his last live concert ever, based on some health issues. So
good guy.
Yeah, great guy. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and warm, upper 80s today, 74 right now in Annapolis. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing okay. Have a nice weekend?
I did. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. I had a great weekend. I was with the grandkids. Took them to see Toy Story 5.
Oh, how was that? I heard
It was really good.
It was good? Okay,
it was
great.
Good. It wasn't woke, and the message was spend more time, less time on screens and devices and more times with real toys and being creative.
So you're saying I should take Olivia to go see
I think
that
she'll
one.
Enjoy
okay,
it. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yes.
Yeah, she will. I think she will enjoy it.
Okay. All right. I will consider that. Of course, we got lots to talk about today. The big news that dropped from Spotlight on Maryland over the weekend. I'm sure we already kind of knew this, but Governor Westmore has been lying.
Well, now we have photographic evidence.
Yes. And this is what, you know what? I think we were wondering whether or not they had this evidence. And they kept talking about it. And I knew as soon as we had Amar, the comms director from Governor Moore's office, call the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was adamant on trying to straighten out what I was saying about his military record. I thought they've got something big. And they do.
Yeah.
They do. They know for a fact that he did not receive the Bronze Star. Governor Moore knew for a fact that he did not receive the Bronze Star. And I saw your post over the weekend, his White House fellowship.
Right.
I want to see the Oxford thesis, Sean.
Yeah, well, we'd like to see all of it. I mean, I think there's a pattern here. It's a very troubling pattern. And as I said earlier, when you're embellishing and you're lying about your... there's no reason to lie.
No.
The Army Commendation Medal is fine. I mean, it's a great medal.
This guy's got a great resume as
is. He already does have a great resume.
Yes.
So the need to embellish just makes you wonder what else he's embellishing about now while he's in office in a public...
Right.
Because military's got different standards than politics.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about all that, of course. And, of course, former Governor Larry Hogan couldn't help himself, had to take a shot at Dan Cox. And you know media, just like I do, he had to have asked to go in for that interview.
Right, right.
Okay, it was in studio. This wasn't like, oh, let's just call you to talk about the rematch. He went in, and I bet he requested to go in. And he took another shot. It's like he's campaigning for the Democrat Party.
Well, of course he is. He did last time.
I've had enough. Anyways, we're going to talk about that. And then, of course, more about Heidi in Closet. You probably saw a lot of comments that Heidi in Closet transferred.
Oh, my God. It lit up social media over the weekend.
Yes. The Orioles, they can't be happy about all that's coming out about this individual.
What were they thinking?
I don't know. Did they do any homework is my question.
Probably not. I mean, maybe they just don't care.
Maybe
I think
they
the owner
care.
Is... He's woke.
I don't know. We'll all that more coming up next, John.
All right. We'll be tuned into Kim Klasick Live. By the way, ballots have exceeded voters in three decisive states in the 2020 election. And we're going to get into this tomorrow in greater detail. But in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, and in Georgia's Fulton County, there were more ballots that were counted than voters. How does that happen? In the 3 November steal of 2020. How does that happen? We'll tell you how it happened, and we'll tell you how you prevent it, even without the Save America Act passing. There's a way to fix this, and we'll share that with you tomorrow on the program, because it's until we get this thing squared away with these mail-in ballots. You know, this is day 7. Maryland is still counting ballots. We're still counting ballots. Day 7 here in the state of Maryland. You know, I got some good news for Baltimore drivers. Glenn Burnick Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up. So no matter where you are in the Baltimore Metro, north, south, east, or west, you get a trusted shop close by. They're not new names. Both have served our community for over 50 years. Now they know transmissions. And they will save you a ton of money, too. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured transmission and want to avoid those hefty dealer prices, this is who you go to call. And you'll get the same straightforward professional courteous service at either location, Glenn Burnie or Jim Jennings. So call Glenn Burnie, 888-299-0557, or go to gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings, 410-686-6700. Visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. All right. So lots to cover here on tomorrow's show. Make sure you join us. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next here on WCBM. Don't forget Rob Carson today, noon to 3. Drive home with my good buddy Sean Hannity from 3 to 6. And don't forget Alex Marlowe, Scott Jennings, Todd Starnes as well. And then we're back tomorrow morning bright and early. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.